901 Adam. 866-901 Adam. Deaf frat guy in this morning. Too bad he can't hear that. What can Adam complain about? I'll tell you, deaf frat guy be one of the few things I can't complain about. Super foxy, super surfer, Anastasia Ashley. As hot as her name. She is smoking piping hot.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I went out with her and her fella the other night.
Really? Hmm? The seasonings guy.
I don't make a habit of going to hip Hollywood clubs, but on Friday night we happened to be in the same place, mm-hmm. and they said at the Kimmel show specifically, and they were over there, and then everybody was going over to the Roosevelt, mm-hmm. the hipster club,
sure.
next door to where the Kimmel show is, and then I end up hanging out with the Foxy Anastasia Ashley.
Yeah.
We embraced, fetching. We talked about you. It
sure.
was a lot of fun.
Mutual loves. Penn Jillette's going to be on the show. Tom Leick is going to be on the show. Name Teresa's Vagina. Got some good names over the internet coming in on the website for that. Also, Beat Dave's Mom in Adam Carolla's.
Not physically.
Trivia. Whatever it takes. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm just saying, if you got to use a balled up fist or a ball of money, it doesn't matter to me. Just someone's going to have to get that $3,000. $1,000.
3G on the line.
Up for grabs. All right. Well, in the middle of American Idol last night, no, my God. First off, you realize how difficult comedy truly is when you watch that show. Your first beat is how difficult it is to sing, and then now you realize how tough comedy is because it was nothing but comedy sketches. And then sort of singing by professional singers that wasn't quite as good as the folks that were the amateurs in the amateur competition.
I kind of
missed
it. So it was all
sad.
Duets? Like they would bring out some big-time singer to go along with them?
Yeah, I think what happened is they would bring out duets, except for Prince. He went solo. There's a shocker.
Well, with those two girls, but otherwise no other singers.
Yeah, no one you've heard of. But, Meatloaf and people like that. And I think what they were all doing is sort of over-singing a little. Reminded me of a driving competition where people are trying to crush the ball, screwing up their form a little bit, and not getting all of it. You know, it happens when you push too hard. Meatloaf was out there pushing a little too hard. There are a few other...
Mary J. Blige was really... I mean, she left nothing. She left it all on the floor.
Yeah. Dionne Warwick was one of the only ones that didn't seem interested in being there and thus had a better performance because she sort of laid back. Toni Braxton sounded horrible.
Something was wrong. Her mic was cutting in and out.
I get the feeling. Look, singing is one of these things. It's sort of most things, unfortunately, because of the way God constructed us. He constructed us to punish his children. He really did. Trying too hard screws you up in about 90% of endeavors. It'll do it in everything except for like mixed martial arts, ultimate fighting. Anything short of that, trying too hard on a first date, trying too hard on a job interview. But like I said, trying to really crush a golf ball or really tell, oh man, this guy lobbed a serve in here. I'm going to make him pay. It always goes right into the base of the net.
Yeah, you know, well, shouldn't this show be better then? Because not anyone here tries at all.
So yeah, that's a good point.
Shouldn't this show be good?
Wow, that's good. Yeah, it's a good point. We don't burn a lot of calories.
No.
Yeah, we should be better.
In fact, well, what you're listening to right now is a recording.
There's a certain point when you don't try at all, and eventually you just your pulse slows down, and you end up going unconscious, and that's what we're. We're flirting with now. Clay Aiken was on it. Burt Bacharach. Yeah, Clay did a good job. You realize the people who are the young upstarts actually probably better than the folks that have been doing it for a million years. But anyway, somewhere in the middle of that competition, my wife turned to me and said, "Are you you going to be cutting the umbilical cord?
Really?
When we give birth?" And I said, I will if there's no one at the hospital that can do it. Do they have people there that can do it? And then she got a little angry. Of course they have people there that do it.
They're surgeons.
Yeah, they have surgeons there? Yeah. Okay, then I'll not be doing it.
But it's symbolic.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. I really do think women. There's a couple things that are going on. It started on the left of the political spectrum, and it, you know, its hub is probably San Francisco, and it just sort of reaches out from there. Somebody tried to turn dudes into chicks in the name of equality. The whole equality thing is great. Yes, doesn't matter what color your skin is. You should have the same job opportunities. It doesn't matter what your religion is. You should have the same job opportunities. Somehow that spilled into it doesn't matter what your gender is. And what happened was is it started with it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You should get the same pay, same equal work, equal pay. Somehow that just turned into it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You should be both. There's somehow it, to say that there are differences between males and females is like saying it's like we're our own race. Like there's a difference. Like we're talking about black and white. Oh, there's differences. Oh, but if you point those out, you're racist. If you point out the differences between black and white or brown and white or anything and white or anything and anything, somehow this spilled into the sexes. I don't know when we bought into it. I'm not buying into it. I tell my wife all the time, learn how to goddamn sew, try to cook, I'll fix the house. And look, if somebody breaks in at 4 a.m., I'm up all right. If somebody breaks in at 2:30 in the morning, I'll be the one heading down the stairs with the mop in my hand to try to do battle with them. That's what I do. You cut the goddamn umbilical cord.
Well, this begs two questions. One, what was it during the Idol premiere that catalyzed her to ask you about the umbilical cord? And two, she's not asking you to put on a dress and heels and you know, just cutting the cord. That's manly.
No different. No different. Like she said, chew through it.
Chew it
with your incisors. Right. Yeah, that would have been different. I said, look, I didn't want to be there. And this whole thing where the guts are everywhere and the blood's everywhere and they take the bloody kid. I said, look, I'll have the rest of my life to bond with these kids. I can wait another 5 minutes. I told her straight out, I don't want to be in there. I would gladly go to the other room. I will sit down. I will hand out a cigar, take the kid out, wipe the schmegma off the kid, and hand him to me.
And did this happen right after a particularly amusing Puck and Pickler segment?
I saw the title, Puck in Pickler, which was Wolfgang Puck and Kelly Pickler, both doing sketch comedy.
Now
they both come from Second City. I think Puck may have been a groundling and Pickler was a Second
right.
City alum, so you know, it's just playing to the strength.
Magic.
I remember just seeing the title Puck and I thought, Puck from MTV? The Real World? Puck? Is he back? What's going on? I didn't know. I don't look at Wolfgang Puck as a Puck, and then those two did a horrible comedy sketch. But the point is this thing where you guys, I don't mean you guys.
You mean we women.
You women is what I mean, are trying to force us into becoming women also is going to backfire
trying.
On you.
Trying? Well, they've done it.
They've done it
successfully.
So
Ryan
here's
Seacrest
what happens.
Is the president
we're driving down the road. It's a late night. It's raining outside. We're driving to Vegas. We blow a tire out 40 miles outside of Vegas. And now we're just parked by the side of the road and it's driving rain. And we're both sitting in the car with our arms folded going, I don't even know what a goddamn bottle jack is. I don't know where the Space Saver Spare is.
Right.
I have no idea. As a matter of fact, lock the doors. I'm frightened. And if a weird hitcher guy comes knocking on the window, you're going out to talk to him. This is what this is going to get you. As well as we already can't work on the house. There's no dude I know who makes more than 30 grand a year who can turn a goddamn screw at his house.
Yes, I've
so you guys already have that. You already have now bred that out of us. What's next?
Well, I will admit I dated a guy once who was a screenwriter, and I got a piece of furniture from IKEA, and I needed it put together, and I just left him in the room to put it together. You know, that's a man's job.
Sure.
And I heard a squeal, I ran in. There was blood. He had hit himself with a hammer, and I didn't mind. You hit yourself with a hammer sometimes, but he had a tear in his eye, and something in my brainstem just went, no, not
yes.
The father of my child.
Good. That's right.
That's not funny. That's out of context.
Yes, it is.
Diamond earrings! That's my impression of Coretta Scott King when Oprah gave her diamond earrings.
At the Legends Ball?
And how that was demeaning for Coretta Scott King. That's all.
All right.
Here's my question for you, though.
Yes.
And this actually begs a number of questions, but the only one I will ask is about being in the delivery room. Mm-hmm. A lot of fellas don't come back when they watch the actual, the babies, in your case, emerging from the machine.
Mm-hmm.
You mean come back?
That's the other thing.
They never look at their wife in the same way once they watch that vagina.
That's right. I do not want to take a peek behind the curtain at the powerful Oz and see it's just a midget. Then it'll ruin it for me. I have that I do not look at that as a birthing hatch. I look at it as basically a gymboree for adults.
It's a happy place.
It's a happy place.
Not a house of horrors.
That's right. You want to take your kid over to the Chuck E. Cheese and walk them around the back. Hey, there's the illegals that are making your crappy pizza. Ah, he dropped a piece of pepperoni. Don't worry. He's wiped his ass with it. He's putting back on. Hey, there's some roaches. Watch out. Is that what you want to see? You want to go behind the curtain of the Chuck E. Cheese and ruin it? No. You go out front and dive around that big pen of balls. That's what you do. And wait for your pizza to arrive.
So you'll not be looking.
It's a C-section.
Oh, right.
You don't want to see that.
Which is, look, I told my wife, if you got your finger caught in the garbage disposal and it was bleeding, I would have difficulty with that. It would hurt my teeth, you know?
Right.
As someone I love, you know, in pain that way. The idea that they splay you open, pull your viscera out, and then try to grab the kids with some tongs. I don't need to see that. It's not part of anything that I need to see. I could meet the kids about the 10th grade and we'd be cool. We really don't. We don't have much to talk about at this point.
That's your time to shine.
That's right.
Well, that'll take care of them through the preteen years. That's when you step in.
Yeah, it'll be uncomfortable. Geez, you're not as tall as I thought. I'm 6'2", son.
Didn't what get you the like? Old man's looks, did you?
I'll tell you what. Well, anyway, let's move forward. Let's go have a catch. That's my thing. No, I don't think it, an idea that guys have been sort of shamed into this, You want to be there for the birth of you. You want to be the first person to hold your child, do you not? I'm a good guy. I don't buy it. I don't like it.
Well, I understand
the umbilical cord.
No, I understand that.
If I got a discount, I would cut it.
Right.
Whoever they pay to cut it.
It's his job.
It's his job. Let him do his goddamn job.
Does he come in here and do your radio show for you? No.
No.
Why should you do his job?
That's a good point. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. Deaf Frat Guy coming in next. Yes, Bruskett?
The website looks terrific, by the way. The DeafFratGuy.com.
DeafFratGuy.com.
Membership in his new frat is...
on the rise.
On the rise, yes. And how.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll talk to Deaf Frat Guy after this.
Sadly, this will be the best part of your day. The Adam Carolla Show.
Fast food is one thing that has not gone up in price at all. Everything was a buck when I was a kid, and gas was 75 cents, and now it remains a buck, and gas is $4.
Hey, everyone's entitled to Adam's opinion. The Adam Carolla Show.
Are you drinking, Maverick?
Hell yeah.
He's a fifth-year student at SC, and recently he was thrown out of the Teaks.
You know it, bro.
So he started up his own frat, the Delta Food Gammas, for short, the DFGs. And he needs new pledges to join his crew. You can party with Maverick, Poochie, and Moose.
Moose got wood.
Oh, no!
You party all night long, do a six-beer bong, raise your glasses to the sky for
the Frat Guy! Deaf Frat Guy!
Nah, I wish you could have heard that, Deaf Frat Guy. It's pretty strong stuff. Deaf Frat Guy in studio.
Hell yeah.
Formerly a teak.
In the house.
He was a teak, but he was defrocked a few weeks back. Forced out of the teak organization. Started his own house.
What is that called? Blackballed?
Deactivated.
Dude, I got, to the national and all the old farts over there. Fuck you.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Angry.
Yeah. Delta Foo Gamma is the name of his new house, and it looks like his roster's really been filled out. I saw it online. You go to deafratguy.com. You can see Hatchet Wound is in there.
He's already, been elevated to Sergeant of Arms, I see. Axe Wound, your first ever pledge.
It looks like there's a girl, Nina.
Nina's a really cool chick.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Also, Poochie looks, you're right, he looks exactly like Derek Jeter.
It's uncanny.
Yeah, you say he's about 5'3", but he looks exactly, I mean, from a photo, you can't tell how tall he is. Looks almost exactly like Derek Jeter. Almost.
You got Fitzy, Durf, you're really filling out the pledge class, huh?
Mike F's in there, right?
Mike F. I think Mike F, I don't know if he's in there yet.
No.
Okay.
He's not up on the composite yet.
Right.
Okay.
Or is he just loyal to the Teaks?
Dude, screw the Teaks. Or whatever they're called. Now they'll probably sue me for all I'm worth.
Yeah.
Well, history will not remember this last week or so favorably for them. You're rising like the Phoenix.
Yeah.
You've moved on. DFG is booning right now.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a pretty good week, on and all.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want Billy, our webmaster, in studio?
Don't get me started.
Yeah, what's up, Billy? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Good. You still recovering from the prom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going on a second date with Nicole, by the way, your prom date?
Yeah, we have something planned, and I'm definitely going.
When is that?
Sometime next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you recovering from, bro? Not getting your bag worked?
Well, actually, yeah.
Let the hazing begin. Billy wants to be one of your pledges. Are you going to let him into the house, though, is the question.
Bro, I'll paddle that dude's ass till it's so red. Then it looks like after the beach, after the seas of Normandy.
You mean all the blood of the Axis powers running in there. Hold on one quick second. Larry? All right.
Yeah.
Well, I tried. Larry?
Yes.
Sometimes people give fake names, which is good because your coworkers won't recognize you, but you won't recognize you either sometimes if your name is, in fact, really Steve. Sorry, Larry.
I didn't mention that. That's okay. 20 years ago, I had a child. My brother had a child within 3 months of each other. He cut the umbilical cord. I didn't.
Mm.
His kid just got out of rehab.
Yeah. Oh. So there you go.
Let that be a lesson.
That's right.
He essentially has two moms.
Okay. I'm going to need you to phone the house this afternoon and relay that exact story to my wife.
Okay, well.
There's definitely a correlation between
parties.
Yeah, cutting the umbilical cord is, you might as well actually just cut it in rehab, because that's where the kid's going
to
be.
That's right. He's got two moms. If you go to the first birthday, my brother's crying. I want to slap him. I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, look, none of that stuff works, please. Sorry, Deaf Rat Guy. I didn't mean to take a step back there. So what's the objective this morning? We're trying to get some more pledges. What are we trying to do? You want to yell at Billy a little for screwing up your website?
The website, if you look at it now, it's not even close to what it was under Billy's reign of terror.
Those are pretty strong words. I think he's doing the best he can. He's a 17-year-old boy.
But, dude, bro, if you look at the website 2 days ago, you have to admit that thing totally sucked ass.
Who's the one that got hired by CBS Radio?
Ooh. Yeah, because we know Def Rat Guy's trying to catch on over here. So far, to no avail. Billy, 17, gets
dude,
a gig.
What's this? Dude, the guy's got an on-air personality card.
Oh, yeah. Billy went out, and, you know, he got the... So you are technically an employee of CBS Radio now, Billy.
Yeah.
Billy put on his card as his title, on-air personality. What's that about, Billy?
What is that about, Billy?
Well, I'm on air.
Well, technically. But it's really just to be kind of a punching bag for us, you understand. Yes?
You're not going to endear yourself to the other guys... with that work on the online stuff with that sort of attitude.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for that matter, sassing the Deaf Rat Guy.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll cut to the chase. You will never receive a bid from DFG.
Wow.
You will never be a Delta fool. I'll tell you why.
Mm.
You have an attitude that your crap don't stink.
Right.
You're not Ashley, bro.
Her crap doesn't stink?
Not really.
You've actually been exposed to her fecal matter?
What? At least one of those chicks that, like, come down, she's like, I got to go take a dump.
Right. Right.
She's totally open. She's right. One of the guys.
She's cool, right. Now, which Ashley is this?
Oh, that's Ashley the try-down. And she's like, hey, dude, I have to go to the bathroom to take a huge steamer.
And, I mean, she closes the door, doesn't she?
Hell yeah, she's really feminine.
Right.
Come on. Well, she's one of the guys.
Can she drink a lot of beer?
Hell, well, she likes to start off with wine coolers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Chicks.
But we have Ashley, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, the thing, why am I not an on-air personality?
Yeah, that's a good point. You could lay claim to that more than Billy could.
Yeah, you're paying your dues every week in here, Billy.
I don't want to turn this into the people's court. Originally, we thought it might be good to have you two on the air because you've overcome some adversity to become a pretty good hit with the ladies, certainly on the SC campus. Billy, not off to a great start with the ladies. Maybe you could pass on a little knowledge to him.
Bro, if you listen to half of what I told you,
mm-hmm.
it's like everything I tell you falls on deaf ears.
Ironic.
And
yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, if you listen to what I said and did what I do, follow in my footsteps, I could have you getting your bag worked by one, maybe two chicks a night.
Wow. It's pretty good. That's, 10, 14 chicks a week. Yeah, he's going out with Nicole again, Def Frat Guy, Mav. He's heading out with them a second date. The first one didn't go well because Billy sort of tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, but now I got a stunning date. And what do you have, Def Frat Guy?
I have to check out this site, dude.
Yeah. All right. I got a website.
Okay, Billy, let me say this. Right now, what I'm trying to do is sort of hold the olive branch out so that Def Frat Guy can pass on some of his knowledge. I'll tell you quite honestly what it is. The chasm between us is too great in age. Dave, he's a ladies' man. I've had my share of success with the ladies myself, but there's we're from two generations, two different generations. Def Frat Guy can bridge that gap. He's almost a contemporary of yours, few years above you. He can tell you how to get through, break through with the ladies.
Right now, you know nothing about life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're biting the hand that feeds you, Billy. I don't understand what that's about. And you know what? It's not just, and it sounds like, I hope it's not too late, but if you haven't blown your chance of getting into DFG already, it's not just the Def Rat Guy who you're going to be exposed to, but Poochie. Nobody does better.
Wait a second.
Does better with the ladies than Poochie does.
Is Poochie still a
team? He looks like Derek Jeter, says Maverick.
Right, he's in Delta Fu now, right?
I got a little bit of bad news. This is from Poochie.
A letter?
It's a letter. He emailed it to me.
He's in Hawaii with his uncle, right?
I printed it out.
Okay.
Is he still in Hawaii?
They're coming back today.
Oh, okay.
After the unfortunate testicle incident.
Mm-hmm. His uncle sat on his own testicles. They're golfing. Yeah. Sorry, dude.
He's feeling a lot better.
Good.
And the swelling has gone down.
Good.
Enough for him to fly.
We wish him well.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. I thought I'd shoot you an email. Love the idea of the new frat, but I think I'm just going to ride it out in Teak.
Oh my god.
Teak has a lot of contacts in the business and legal world. Can't pass that up.
You want to be an attorney?
But good luck, and I can't wait to throw back with you. That definitely won't suck.
Oh.
Your friend. No. Your brother. Poochie.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Terrible news.
Yes, I think my uncle is pumped to join your house now.
Wait, first of all, did your father cut your umbilical cord?
What the hell's that?
Sorry. Sorry, Def Frat Guy. Look, the point is, point is Fuji will not be joining the Def Rat. He will not be a Delta Fu Gamma. It's a tough decision. I got to say, I don't totally disagree with what Poochie's doing. He's going to be graduating soon. A lot of the reason you get into fraternities is to make contacts for the outside world. He wants to network. You don't have any alum out in the business community yet. You're fledgling. You're upstart, you know?
Screw that. It's about partying, dude. It's about sucking back brews with your bros.
Hell and, yeah.
And if Poochie's going to do this, this is a, I don't want to say it, but it's a major setback to the DFG.
I mean, can you guys really be brothers if you're not, in fact, fraternity brothers?
No.
That was honest.
I'm not going to candy coat this.
Right.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This totally sucks.
Right.
Poochie's a really cool guy, and not having him totally sucks.
Right.
But what about Billy? I mean, Billy, maybe he's your next Poochie. Maybe there's some room in your life for someone new now.
Def Rat guy, I know I've given you a lot of heartache, and, you know, I want to make it up to you, man. I really do.
Bro, right now... Right now, don't even look at me, dude.
Wow.
I think the wound is a little too fresh.
Yeah, it's still a little fresh. Ernie?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You have a question for Def Rat Guy?
Yeah, how come he didn't sue the Teaks with an ADA lawsuit?
Americans with Disabilities.
Yep.
It's too bad you can't get Poochie to.
Yeah,
if he's going to be an attorney to
it's
do that.
Pre-law. I don't want to speak for Def Rat Guy, but I don't think he looks at his deafness as a disability.
Yeah. Also, Teresa's private parts, the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, Def Rat Guy, you don't look at yourself as a special needs person, do you?
I have different abilities.
Right.
Right.
Okay. But thanks, Ernie.
All right, thanks. Bye.
It's not holding you back, but USC is holding you back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need some trim.
What? That seemed to come out of nowhere. From me?
He needs a confidence builder.
I say he has special needs.
You want a couple tickets to the Thunderdome?
Thunderdome. Thunderdome. Thunderdome.
Front and back row.
Oh, no. All right, look, I think we should take a break.
This is devastating news, though.
Kind of say something, bro. Poochie, dude. Think it over, dude. It's not the end of the world. We will have contacts out there in the business world, bro. Of course, you're welcome anytime, but, dude, please think it over. Dude, your uncle is joining us.
It's ironic to have the guy's uncle in the house and not your frat buddy. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. We're going to play a spirited round of what can't Adam complain about. I can complain about anything. Don't believe me? Try me. Call me. Pick a topic. People have picked oxygen, and I beat them on it. Dolphins, doesn't matter. Teddy bears, whatever it is.
What number can they call you?
Ah, that's good. 866. That's something burning. That's oxygen. That's right. I said it aids fire. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. What can't Adam complain about? Next.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn.
This is Republican Representative Richard Martin, and you're listening to the devil-loving Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And then go pray.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, great Who song. John Entwistle, one of the greatest bass songs ever. He's dead, number one, so it makes me think of dead people when I hear that song.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Second time caller. Listen, I don't think you can complain about...
No second time callers on this program. Only virgins. It's hymen popping time. Topic, please.
Beautiful, large-breasted women, scantily clad, bouncing on trampolines.
I'll tell you, if I wasn't involved with the man show, I'd have nothing to complain about. But to me, it's like going to work now. It's like working at Baskin-Robbins and trying to enjoy ice cream over the weekend. Yeah, well, there you are.
Just a sampling of why you've won so many gold medals.
Yeah.
In the event of complaining.
Not a particularly funny sampling, either. John Entwistle's dead. That was it? That's all I have?
You know.
Really? I do not enter this round with much confidence at all. Before we get to what can't Adam complain about, Tell me what you guys think about this. I woke up this morning, as I do every morning in the wee hours, still dark outside. I have, like I said, I married two world-class sleepers. I should say I live with two world-class sleepers. I married one of them. My wife, who was basically Rip Van Winkle or Rumpelstiltskin, whichever one of them sleeps a lot in the first place. Then once she gave birth to the twins, she essentially became... I'm really wondering. It's like a patient that has the do not resuscitate sign on them. She's essentially in a coma at this point. She sleeps 26 hours a day. She's just sawing logs all the time. I get up in the morning. It's 4:45 in the morning. My wife is just splayed out. She could be dead for all I know. And then I have a dog that, you know, no animal says sleep like a dog. You know, horses no good. They stand up when they sleep. You know, there are other animals that just look like they're resting or they're napping. My dog looks like it was hit with a frozen laser beam and fell over. Just tipped over like it was stuffed and tipped over. Big gut hanging there, paws sticking straight out, snoring audibly. And when I climb out of the bed and I look at those two, I want to strangle both of them. But secondly, I just stare at them. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wife's underneath the comforter with the feet sticking out, dog on top of wife's feet, and both just happily sawing away, you know. Doesn't look like they're going anywhere for another 4 to 6 hours. And when they do awake, they'll do nothing. That's it. The dog will go into another part of the house and go back to bed. My wife will eat. They'll both eat, and then they'll both fall back asleep again. And I just stare at them. And I'm like, oh, sons of bitches. And then
so sweet.
I get my bathrobe on. I take my woody leak in the sink. I gotta say, I got too much morning wood to urinate in the toilet. I have to go in the sink.
I don't understand.
You're gonna. When I leave my wife and we move in together, T, you're going to understand. I go into the bathroom. I have a boner. I go into the bathroom. I can't get it into the toilet. Okay. It's
but
dark.
It doesn't make it right to make in the sink.
All right.
This is where people brush
understands.
Their teeth.
I get it.
It's my sink. It's my bathroom. I do what I want. Don't make me tell you where I defecate.
Plus, urine has a lot of
into my rinse cup.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I happen to know that you've done it in the shower.
It's sterile.
Right. You've done number two in the shower.
It happened.
Too,
it's happened.
What? Really?
That is absolutely true.
I was dating a lady that was into that at the time. I did it for her. Here's my point. I take my whiz in the sink. Then I head down to the kitchen. I make myself my breakfast. I watch a little CNN. Angry at the people. Soledad O'Brien. So happy to be awake in the morning. Attacking life. Then it's back up to the bedroom to get on the sweatpants and the shoes and one more glimpse at the sleeping beauties. Sawing logs, haven't moved, have cells in their body have not moved since I've left. Just the exact same place, sawing away, back into the bathroom to now wash a little urine down the sink and brush my teeth, slap some water on my face, try to revive myself, and then it's one more pass at the bed just to see everyone just sawing logs as I head out the door. And I thought to myself, this process would be easier if I didn't have to look at them sawing logs, and it would be even better if somebody else was getting up. There's nothing... Nothing better. You've all done it 1,000 times where you have to make that flight. You get up. Your roommate gets up. You're both making the same flight. You end up in the communal kitchen and you say, oh, man, I went to bed about 1:15. This is brutal. So what is it? 5:10? And he says, I went to bed at 2 a.m. And you immediately feel better. And you look at the poor guy. He's got the dark circles under his eyes. He can barely get it together. And you think, suddenly I'm not as miserable because I have you to go off of, as opposed to two beings floating around on cloudy pillows with Z's coming out of their mouth.
What kind of dog is Molly? Up.
She's a lab, a blonde lab, and she just looks like Sleeping Beauty. Just big fat gut on her, just tipped over and just sawing away with the paws sticking straight out onto the wife. And I thought, I need to invent something called a wake buddy. This is a little creature that gets up with me. I don't know if it's animatronic. I don't know if we have to talk to the people over at Honda to get it built. I don't know what it's going to take, but something that gets up, something that went to bed after me, that gets up and is in much worse condition. And I go like, ugh, I got to go do 4 hours of radio. Then I got to go shoot something with my stupid buddy Ray. And then I got to go box. I am miserable. And this thing goes, are you kidding? I'm going to a coal mine for 14 hours. Dude, I went to bed at 11:30. Dude, I went to bed at 12:30. And I'm like, wow. Fantastic. You want some coffee? And then we could talk.
That is a nice idea. Yeah.
It'd be nice. Yeah, I don't know absolutely. What it is.
And by the way, you know what else is bringing you down in the mornings too? Mm. Is that's something you can complain about is because you have such a nice house,
mm-hmm.
you have further to walk back and forth, and that's exhausting. And
I have to use a mule and a Sherpa to get to the kitchen.
Because
oxygen.
I have a small
yes,
home, because
right.
I have a small apartment. See, it's 20 feet to the coffee
Dave,
machine and back to the
Dave
bedroom.
Dave gets out of his bed, he stretches and knocks over the coffee pot. Must be nice.
You're up and down flights of stairs and everything.
That's it is tough. I agreed with the tea, with the altitude change, with the many floors and terraces of the hillside home. I have to have supplemental oxygen. Stuff.
Let it begin.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
You call in, you throw out the topic. I don't know what the topic is. I'll go in order, starting line one, Jason. What's up, Adam, my brother?
Adam, I got one you can't complain about because you might start World War III. You ready?
Mm.
Your wife.
She's asleep right now. I can say whatever I want about her and or the dog. They're constantly asleep. They're taunting me with their slumber. You understand? They're asleep now. They'll be asleep. I get the feeling they're effing with me.
Right.
When they see me pull up the driveway at 1:30 in the afternoon, they both look out the window and go, he's coming. Hurry. Get in your PJs and jump onto the bed. They never stop sleeping. All right. She's taunting me. She's sleeping. She's holding my children hostage in her belly. I want to free them. I don't want to cut the umbilical cord. I want to cut her and grab, get a melon baller and take those kids out already. And quickly get them off to military school in Geneva as fast as possible. I don't know what happened to military school, but I'm bringing it back. I'll tell you that right now. The girl's going, too. Oh, yes. She'll have the same buzz cut the boy does. Jeff?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, the comedic goal of Dave Damashek's jerk report.
Oh, you mean that never-ending dirge from yesterday? That 22-minute dirge
that's
from yesterday?
That's because you kept interrupting
22
me.
22 minutes long.
That's because you interrupted.
Barry Lyndon was shorter.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago was shorter. Yes, if you release a DVD of the jerk report, it's going to come on a box set for just one.
Love.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what happened.
I'm
on the jerk report. And by the way, is it still going? I don't know.
So.
Where does it have a beginning and an end?
It's a Ken Burns 8-part series.
My watchful eye never sleeps.
I'll tell you what would be faster. Name the people who aren't on the jerk report. I think there's 8 of them in North America. Who's next? The Adolfo.
Good morning, Adam.
What's happening?
I don't think you can complain about having a beautiful home up in the hills.
The house is beautiful, yes, but I've managed to find yet another crazy neighbor. Old Coot lives next door to me, calls Department of Building and Safety because the hedge between our two houses is too high. He doesn't send a note over. He doesn't knock on the door. He calls the Department of Building and Safety, and I get official notices from the city. And by the way, this is why I can't get any goddamn stuff done when I go down to the Department of Building and Safety and try to get a permit for an addition. It's because they're filled up. Their sheriffs are out on the road. I had to meet a guy. By the way, he's done this multiple times. You understand? I get something that says, here's your compliance date. If you don't comply by this date, there's a $1,500 fine, possible jail time. I have to meet the inspector on my house. All because the hedge between our two houses is too high. And I said to the guy, I finally talked to the guy, and I said, look, the hedge is too high. He says, yes, that's the law. That's the law. I said, well, technically, it's the law. Yes, 8 foot is the limit between the hedges. Technically, it's the law, but every single house in this neighborhood has a hedge that's higher than what the law says. Nobody cares. I mean, he says, if everyone was driving 90 on the freeway, would that make it okay? Would that make it okay? I thought, oh, Jesus Christ, why have to get saddled with crazy coots everywhere I go? This is my fifth. I've had like five houses. I'll get a crazy goddamn neighbor every time. Please. Oh, hire a drifter to kill him. Where was I? Oh, no, I hate that guy. Yes, Tim.
Hello.
What's up?
Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I found the one thing that you can't possibly complain about, and that would be vagina.
Well,
how do you complain about that?
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. It depends. Are we talking about the beautiful Teresa Strasser? Are we talking about some animal that's on death row? I mean, it's not the vagina itself. It's what it's attached to. And that's why it's so confusing. It's like you love Pimenti sandwiches, right?
Yes.
It's your favorite sandwich, right? Right? Check. But what if it was stuffed under Big Tad's armpit? Would you want it or would you be torn? And that's what gets us into trouble. We hook up with chicks we shouldn't hook up with because they have the Pimentis between their legs. Thank you. Are we done? Yeah, I'm tired.
But you're doing so well. That's it?
I know. You know, I got all fired up with my sleep buddy.
What can't Adam complain about?
And then all this venom directed at me.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do good in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to bring down evildoers, and all I get from you is guff.
You know what, David? I'm sorry, but when someone brings up, first off, they shoot out a topic. Right. I have to address it, and I have to complain about it. They could bring me up. They could bring my wife up. They could bring my dead grandfather up. I have to complain about you. You understand?
I see. It's your job.
It's my job.
It wasn't in your heart, though.
It's like those movies when the two brothers, one's a cop, the other becomes a criminal. And at a certain point at the end of the movie, the guy has to bust his own brother.
Right.
I see.
It's bad. The badge mandates it. You understand?
Yeah, okay. He had to do what was right.
Just doing my job. And it was really long.
All right.
T, what do we have coming up in the news?
A complete American Idol review, obviously. Big, big decision last night. And what is the stupidest question ever asked of Jennifer Aniston? That and what happens to you in Arizona when you have sex with a lamb?
All that? After this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show, where everyone is entitled to Adam's opinion.
The guys that do the healing and the preaching have the most exotic hair. That, to me, is a strike. When I see someone with crazy hair, I think crazy. If they're talking about the Lord and they have crazy hair, now we're out.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Adam Carolla Show. Last week on the Adam Carolla Show.
$2,000 on the line.
What does Adam refer to as the Mexican version of Uncle Tom?
The Mexican Uncle Tom?
His Uncle Tom the End.
So this morning,
the pot will roll over and go to $3,000.
We really want you to have the money, but you're going to have to earn it.
Mahalo.
Your chance to beat Dave's mom at Adam Carolla Show trivia for $3,000.
Mo, it's your time to shine, my girl.
It's coming up later this morning on the Adam Carolla Show.
$3,000. A lot of money. Not for me. Doesn't buy me one monogram slipper. But for you guys, a lot of money. A lot of money. Got the Benz, by the way. Came from the dining room up into the master bedroom too fast. I have a chamber. I have an oxygenated chamber that I keep somewhere in the middle in one of the landings of my multiple-level house. I usually decompress, but I was in a rush this morning. got some nitrogen in my blood. Had to sit down. It's tough. I'm sorry. Where were we? Yes, Anastasia Ashley, piping hot surfer girl, 19, blonde, and smoking hot. And I'll tell you, when you hug her, as I have, not only in... physically in the studio, but I've replayed it in my mind's eyes many, many times. You feel the cut of her. You know, when you hug a woman with a beautiful body, you feel a different cut to her. And as I was watching Mandisa last night fill up the entire stage, and then seeing all the other Pixies dancing around her. It's gotta suck when you're doing American Idol, you're Mandisa, and you're not with the average populace where maybe there'd be another fatty up on the stage with you. You are with women that are Pixies. No one goes over 95 pounds except for Mandisa. I'm telling you, if you put everyone in a Cuisinart and poured it into a huge tumbler, Mandisa's volume would equal that of the rest of the female cast, including Paula Abdul of American Idol. But as I pointed out laughingly, well, Mandisa's not running on the treadmill enough, as we learned from the retards over at The Biggest Loser. That's why she has that huge ass. She's not working out.
Huh. You're telling me if you eat too much and don't work out, you gain weight?
That's what happens, yes. But I'm saying... It's genetics, everybody. It's all genetics. All genetics. Thank you. That's why good-looking people should not be writing books. That's why Heidi Klum doesn't need to come out with another goddamn workout book. That's what she looks like. Heidi Klum's ass, Mendeza's ass. Has nothing to do with anything other than Mendeza was born into those huge jeans and Heidi was born into her jeans. That's it. Mendeza shouldn't write a book about getting fat. Neither should Heidi write a book about being thin. That's all I'm saying.
Dirk Nowitzki, 7 feet of him, you know. Listen, I can't compete with that. He's infinitely more coordinated than I am. He can jump out of the belly, dunks the ball, all these guys. It's just genetics.
Yeah, well, I would argue if you worked a little harder, Dave, you could flourish in the NBA.
That's why I resent the man, because when I was growing up in the 70s, there was all this talk about, like, you can be whatever you want in the world.
Yeah, right.
Just put your mind to it. Listen, I could have taken ground balls every day for 14 hours in my youth. I still wouldn't be in the big leagues.
Is taking ground balls a gay term, or are you actually talking about playing baseball?
Both.
Okay. All right, T.
Yes.
Teresa Strasser. Now time for her and her beloved news.
The California Supreme Court has reinstated the state's high school exit exam. The ruling means 47,000 seniors who have yet to pass the test may not graduate. Mm. Opponents of the test claim it discriminates against low-income and non-native speaking students.
By the way, they shouldn't be called seniors. They should be called seniors out here, because the only one it goes to, and this is, by the way, how you know the school's gone. There are no more white people left in public schools out here in Southern California. That's how you know you're living in a crappy place, when you can't send your kid to a public school.
So are you against the exit exam or for it?
Well, it doesn't matter. First off, high school degree gets you nothing. A four-year degree almost gets you nothing now. And I just want to put a quick plug out there to all the pussy left-wingers, all these liberal Hollywood types out there. You send your kids to private schools, do you not? You want the borders wide open, but where's Kitty going? Where's he going? He going to the public school? No, why not? It's free. Why not? All you celebrities out there. Yeah, the ones that are listening, all you lefties out there. Why aren't your kids going to public school? You ever ask yourself that question? Why not? They're just with a lot of hardworking family. They're just hardworking people that are trying to make a better life. Why won't you let your kids hang out with them? Pussies.
Well,
hypocrite pussies.
They can hang out with the nanny's kids when they come
over. That's right. Yeah, you'll let them come over and watch your kid, but that's about it. Then it's off to finishing school with Whitey. Fantastic. Hypocrites.
In entertainment news, last night
Where
on American
I?
Idol.
Oh, yes.
If you didn't hear it, you're hearing it now.
Here we go. The winner of American Idol Season 5 is...
As we mentioned earlier, Al Jarreau, Dionne Warwick, Toni Braxton, my favorite, Mary J. Blige. I thought she did a great job. Clay Aiken, I thought, did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guys, it seemed pretty clear that they were trying to sell the American Idol's live tour. And the guys had a little medley. Here's some of that. And I've been taking care of
like BTO, but this song is officially effed out. It was officially effed out in 2001.
Well, there was a weird moment when Kevin Covias, the Chicken Little guy, what kind of business is he taking care of?
Take care of his pud.
TCB. There you go.
Why do you people watch people sing karaoke? Because C-minus singers.
Because other people are talking about it.
Right.
The same way I'm going to go see Da Vinci Code this weekend, even though everyone says it sucks.
You have to see it. It's part of the conversation. The communal conversation.
Look, obviously we're not into quality here. Otherwise, McDonald's would not, and Mountain Dew would not be flourishing in this community.
Or you wouldn't have hired me.
By the way. Right. By the
Dave,
way.
Dave, I'm glad you read between the lines.
Speaking
there.
Of Dave's, David Hasselhoff in the audience, and I don't know if you caught the waterworks.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. He was crying more than Mr. McPhee.
Oh, Mr. McPhee, who looks like, he really looks like a cop from a early 80s TV series, but just balls.
David Hasselhoff was crying about what?
He was moved.
He was moved. Well, he's a fantastic singer himself.
Okay.
So all say right. The Germans, yes.
Moving on to movie news. Jennifer Aniston was interviewed on Letterman last night, and she was talking about these press junkets. And apparently, you know, they always ask you a stupid question, especially the foreign press. And
sure.
So here she is talking about a stupid question she was asked.
So he was reading, and the first question was like, what was your worst breakup?
Whoa.
Just kind of looked at the guy and I just said, really, you kidding?
Apparently he hadn't heard about the Brad Pitt thing.
I've had an official ass full of her. It is, she's really had, I swear, 5 major movie releases in the last 11 and a half months. Or at least it feels that way. I mean, not more than 6 weeks goes by without a major theatrical release from Jennifer Aniston. Knock it off. Well, choose your scripts, would you?
She makes me wild, though.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Aniston... Thank you.
Don't buzz me, you creep.
All right.
Speaking of Aniston-related releases, Angelina, who Brad Pitt left her for, allegedly, is going to have a baby any second, but we're going to get to that later. First, a little story about bestiality. Yesterday, Arizona's governor signed a law making bestiality illegal in the state. The new law makes having sex with an animal a felony. This law was proposed after a local fire chief got busted for having sex with a neighbor's lamb. At that time, he could only be charged with misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, trespassing, and sexual indecency. Now, if you have sex with your lamb in Arizona, it's a felony.
Well, that's it. I'm retiring somewhere else. Originally, I bought some land out there. I was going to put up a little duplex. I was going to rent out the first floor, and I was going to live on the second floor with my sleeping wife, and now it's out. It's done.
It's out.
I'm moving there. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
going to Montana where man can really live free. You know what I'm saying?
I know your neighbor's annoying, but at least he doesn't break in and
have sex. Believe me, I would take that over the letters from the city about the hedge.
A high school senior outside of Boston has banned T-shirts that show Sesame Street characters in gangster poses. There's one with Oscar the Grouch coming out of his garbage can with a 9mm handgun. Another with Bert drinking a 40. And one with Big Bird puffing on a spliff. According to school officials, gang-related clothing violates its dress code.
Every once in a while, we get on to something to pretend that we don't have problems in other departments, like the entire nation turns to one horse and its broken leg.
Right.
Or we get involved with something that has to do with nothing. Meanwhile, we got global warming going on. We have people dying in Iraq.
Bird flu.
Coming in. We have a huge problem at the borders. Everything's falling apart, but we focus on one horse in the leg, as if to say, if you were looking down on the society from your planet, you'd go, well, surely they have no problems. They're worried about Sesame Street characters and a horse with a broken leg.
And Natalie Holloway. Listen,
right.
No offense to her and her family.
None
it
taken.
Must be terrible.
None taken, Dave.
Right. But enough already! I can't hear about it anymore.
Right.
It's one human being. 2,500 people in Iraq are dead. Americans
are
dead.
Yeah, but they're unattractive.
For Christ's sake.
Well, they were blonde and hot.
Yeah.
Maybe we'd have more news stories about them. By the way, 63.2 million voters last night on Idol, or votes, I should say.
Sad.
I think Ryan Seacrest, who I thought did a great job, by the way, I think he said that's more than any single presidential candidate has received.
I know. Once in a while, this is the other thing about this show. It has to point out what a horrible society we live in. A, these no talent singing horrible songs, and then B, the fact that America is more interested in the karaoke competition than it is in who runs our government. Very sad.
Very sad. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Here's a little alternative for you, Ace. Hmm. Yes, it is terrible what statement American Idol makes about our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a something for you. While you're taking in those empty calories, I was feasting upon a full course meal called NBA playoffs.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense, that analogy.
A much nobler cause,
yes.
I agree.
But ooh la la, what a game it was in Dallas last night. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. Steve Nash played like an MVP down the stretch. Boris Diaw goes for 34, including the game winner, with less than a second to go. They win it. The Phoenix Suns go into Dallas, steal game one.
Wow.
But it was a shootout. It bodes well for the rest of the series. Very exciting. Shaq Fu and his pals play game two tonight in Detroit. National pastime. Some good ball being played in the NL West. Dodgers dumped Rockies in Chavez Ravine last night. Seven straight
tease
now
vagina
for the Bums.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're on a roll.
And by the way, we have a number of entries being submitted. Wait, entry in your vagina. I don't want to suggest that.
I understand.
A lot of people are submitting great names for
my
vagina.
Email was inundated.
And we may even have an actual sponsor for it. But anyway, we'll get to that later on.
I have to change it to V-mail.
The Arizona Snakes are a half game up on the Bums. They completed the sweep of the Bucks, the Pirates, shame. Padres dumped by the Braves. Bury the Creek Bonds and the rest of the Gigantics, shamed at home by the Cards. AL, Halos beat Texas for the second straight day. Athletics lose to the Pale Hose. Seattle M's over the Balt O's. You know who got the save in that game for the Mariners? Their closer.
Who?
J.J. Putz.
J.J. Putz.
How does he spell that?
P-U-T-Z.
That's Putz. That's Putz in Yiddish.
That's Putz.
No, he pronounces
that means
Putz.
Well, you do it, too.
He pronounces it Putz, and I'll tell you what else. I want so badly to give myself over to it, but I don't know if I'm ready to love again. J.J. Putz. What a name.
I tell you. Yeah. That's a good name, man, but it is Putz.
Yeah, let's face it.
Well, he pronounces it Putz, so he says otherwise. Now it's time for a journey.
He's not one of the chosen people, he wouldn't be playing Major League Baseball.
We haven't made this trip in some time.
Right.
We're hanging out, but we haven't been to the Coach's Corner in a while.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Let's rectify that now.
Coach's Corner, where coaches and corner are both spelled with K.
That's right.
I like when they do that.
The coach's
good
corner is both spelled with K's.
Yeah.
That's what distinguishes it.
Right. Yeah, it's like when you spell cats and you put the Z at the end of it, like, you know, you start it with the K. I like that, too, yeah.
A lot of news. New coach for the L.A. Kings, Mark Crawford. Mm. He won a cup back in 96 with the Colorado Avalanche. Well, I still contend I have a terrible name. The Avalanche. That's not a name, a nickname of a team. I don't like that.
That's a natural disaster.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. And also, Seattle Seahawks and their head coach Mike Holmgren have agreed on a 2-year extension now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Holmgren, I'm sure Seahawks fans are happy about this because he took them all the way to the Super Bowl.
What happened though?
Well, I vaguely recall they went to the Super Bowl, but it's been so long since January. Who even won that Super Bowl? I can't
remember
recall.
Who they played.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. It's coming back to me now. We're from the town where the Super Bowl team go out and get them Steelers. We
knew that. Actually, wearing the Steelers black and gold,
so
too, as we speak.
I'm proud. I'm not going to apologize to you.
Proud or pathetic?
Corner.
Fine line.
K. K.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, the piping hot Anastasia Ashley, who looks like she's heading out to some award show or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus, look at her.
She's got the sleeveless top with the butterfly bejeweled clip in the middle of it.
Mm, I like the cut of her jib, and I'm going to go squeeze her jib right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the superstar, super surfer, and super foxy, Anastasia Ashley, after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
Dodgers hosting the Atlanta Braves at Chavez Ravine.
Chavez Ravine, by the way, is what he calls his wife's private parts. Yeah, it's true. That's why he always gets angry when I says I'm heading down to Chavez Ravine to eat a dog.
Stay right here. There's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
I used to watch you when I was like 12, 13.
There they are, the two Adams in her life.
I used to watch Love Line a lot. And
one's her boyfriend. The other one has a wife.
Yeah, and it was naughty.
But the boyfriend doesn't know. Anastasia's slipping out at night and waxing up the Ace Man's board.
I wasn't allowed, I don't think, to watch, but I'd watch.
Taking it for a ride. Well, she fell in love when she first saw him on Loveline.
Yeah, I always thought you were really funny and
infatuated. Now they're banging all the time.
I don't know, just great personality.
But she's making love with her boyfriend and cries out at him.
Yeah.
She means Corolla, Adam Carolla. He's always on her mind.
Yeah.
Don't blow this.
All right. Forbidden fruit.
Their secret love.
The only part of that song I disagree with was the don't blow this part.
Don't be dirty.
We'll have to carve that out like a cancerous tumor. Anastasia Ashley.
Her best outfit yet.
Yes, she looks amazing.
What a woman.
The world's best professional female and foxiest female surfer.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, sweetie pea.
How are you?
I'm doing better now.
Great.
I was in a little bit of a funk this morning, but now.
Where were you on Friday? Me and Dave missed you.
I heard you guys were hanging out at the Roosevelt Hotel.
What a celebrity I felt like.
Everyone was there. We went with Jimmy and Mike and Artie. We went with Artie.
Artie Lang.
Yeah.
And you guys were all, y'all did Kimmel on Friday and then went out to party afterward?
Yeah, I just watched. I wasn't on the show.
Yeah, why were you even there? You're that enamored with Adam Carolla that you just want to know his
circle? I just had to get in the network. You know, I had to meet Jimmy and...
What's Adam really like? What's he like to eat for breakfast and so on and so forth?
Yeah, well, that is, I am flattered. Anastasia, how old are you, sweet pea?
I'm 19.
19, so it's just... You can't drink then, just wine coolers?
No, I was illegally in there. I
was just
going
to say, if you're really hot, there is no drinking age in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, drinking age.
I don't really drink, though, so.
When you sprout your first pube, that's when you can drink in Los Angeles, if, in fact, you're super attractive.
Well, that's what's on the books right now.
Well, couple things. First off, surfing. I'm wondering how the life of a professional surfer goes. Can you make money off the actual events, or is it all in endorsements?
You know, you can make some money, but it's mostly from endorsements and sponsors. And
who are your endorsement deals with?
Oakley, Power Bar, Infinity Surfboards, and Amazing Taste Foods, which is my boyfriend's company. So.
Wait a second. So you're still with this guy?
Yeah. I am, unfortunately.
Let me just say, I spent some time with him. You know, on Friday night.
Sweet kid.
Nice enough fella.
Yeah.
Sweet kid.
Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah, I mean, you're foxy professional surfer.
I remember what we were talking about, Dave, right?
What, that I didn't fit in is what we were talking about.
No, never mind.
I felt like a square. What were we talking about?
Come on, Ashley.
Dave, is there something good that I'm missing?
No, you were talking about, I don't know, like some type of hookup between you and... my boyfriend and me or something. What?
Good
Get
Christ,
me
I'm gay.
Wow.
What are you talking about?
Sad
you don't
but true.
This? I think you had a few after this was brought up.
Well, yes, well, when I have a few, I start to become gay.
You know what they say, in vino veritas.
No. What are you talking about?
Look.
Hooking up with your boyfriend.
You would definitely...
No, hooking up, all of us hooking up.
Dave.
Oh,
I see. Three.
But then I was like, okay, you obviously, you know, have interest in my boyfriend, too, to say that.
I want you to be honest,
I'm just
Dave.
Kidding, Dave.
Dave, if you drank a 12-pack would you give Ben Roethlisberger a reach around? Now, don't answer. Just think about it. Be honest. You could use your terrible towel to clean up.
Does everyone get to know that I did it?
I think the pause was your answer, Dave.
Yeah,
I think we got our
answer.
Can I
ask Anastasia a question? Does your boyfriend mind that you're having sex with Adam?
No comment. I'm not gonna.
Look, like I said, he's a sweet kid. I hate to see him get hurt, but obviously you can't stop this train. You cannot stop this Anastasia
it
Adam
is.
Train. You really can't.
Your heart wants what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I'll point something out to you, though. There are a few hurdles that you have to get over. I mean, you're from different worlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a man. What are you, 57? Ace? How old
I'm 41
are you?
Years
41.
Of age.
Mm-hmm. And Anastasia is 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a lot of things that happened before Anastasia ever came to be while you were alive.
Mm. So I'm saying, when I was born in 1964,
right.
Anastasia was born on Monday.
Anastasia has no idea.
What day were you born? It's not even a date. It's a day. What year were you born, just to freak me out?
87.
Ugh. So I'd already began my fourth year in carpentry. When Anastasia was born. But look, that doesn't matter. I'm youthful. I think like a retarded 13-year-old. And I move like a cat.
Yeah.
A napping cat.
By the way, that's right. That's always what older men say when they're trying to get young girls. I'm young and at heart.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I'm a kid.
Yeah, not my actual heart. Its chambers are closing as we speak, but in my mind, I'm youthful. Look, you wanting to hump things that are young doesn't make you young at heart. Just means you're 50 with a boner.
Yeah, by the way, many a 60-year-old man, and please don't fall for this, Anastasia, they go, age is just a number.
It's just a number.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Love doesn't need to see your ID. And let me tell you something. I am down. I'm down with all the bands, the Smashing Dumplings, the Nervosa, Radio Gods, all the hot Mighty Mouse. I'm down with all the youthful bands.
You didn't stop there. You didn't get any of those band names right.
You told me Mighty Mouse was the name.
It's a Modest Mouse. But don't just lay off that. This isn't your wheelhouse. Do the funny stuff that you like. Anastasia so young she couldn't have seen Back to the Future in the theater.
Did you?
She couldn't have. She didn't watch Larry Bird play.
Oh.
She wasn't around to see. She never played Atari or in television.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever eat McDonald's out of a styrofoam container?
I got rid of my beloved styrofoam?
That's been gone for
She couldn't
years.
Have seen Johnny Carson host The Tonight Show.
I did not ever see that.
Wow.
Never saw that.
Mm. You ever listen to a vinyl record?
No.
What's that?
Mm. Wow, I don't even know how those work.
You know what? My life would be like a museum for you to tour.
I was going to say, it's great for you. Yeah, maybe this negative could be turned into a positive. She has a whole world you can introduce her to.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what I would be like? I'd be like a Charlton Heston when he met that beautiful, in Planet of the Apes, when he met the beautiful sort of a simian woman, and he was like, had to show her. Uh-huh. And eventually it's that thing where it's like, we don't speak the same language. We do that thing where I take your hand and I put it on my heart, and then I put the other one down my underpants, and we know, we both know what we're talking about. Doesn't matter. Defies all age.
Just for the record, if she hasn't seen a episode of Mork and Mindy, I don't think she's seen Planet of the Apes.
Mm. I have no idea what that is.
More of my world
I know
to show
Mary
you, my
Tyler
dear.
Marshall is.
Wait a second. You don't know what Mork and Mindy is?
All right,
no,
babe.
I really never heard of that.
Like, Mork and Mindy.
It doesn't ring a bell.
What kind of education are you getting?
You've never heard of Mork and Mindy?
No, is that like
you know
a
Robin Williams?
Star Trek or something?
You know Robin Williams, the comedian, right?
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy's the name of my testicles. Okay, we need to take ourselves a
Good
break
name for
here.
The twins, that's
it wouldn't
sure.
be a bad name for the twins. Let's not bring them up.
What twins?
Yeah, what twins? Although I am going to need a nanny over at the house.
Uh-oh.
Anastasia. Yes?
You good with kids?
I'm great with kids. I'm great with animals, too.
Perfect. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a little compatibility test with the beautiful number one female surfer, Anastasia Ashley, after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And if you missed Adam already, you can check him out online at adamcarolla.com.
Sid Stein, what is the answer, you know, when somebody confronts you? Because I get the feeling that
I'm not cheating. You have to be ready for that. I get that all the time because I wrote the book.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I found I kind of screwed myself because my wife said, pass the salt, and I yelled, no, I'm not cheating. And I think it may have tipped her off.
Stick around. Headed your way, more on the Adam Carolla Show.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. Anastasia Ashley, beautiful, smoking hot 19-year-old surfer. World's best professional female surfer. I was sort of charting out our life together because it's bigger than the both of us. And we're just, you know, better give into it sooner than later before the twins are born. We're going to have to move. We'll go to the North Shore of Hawaii.
Okay.
I'll have an ISDN line installed so I can continue doing the radio show.
Important work here.
Not in the flesh, but I'll be doing it while sipping a pina colada and watching you surf during your early morning surfing. I don't know. What's the time difference over there? Is it later? What's going on? Earlier? It's actually earlier? Whatever. We'll pre-tape the show. Then at night, I'll show you my world. I'll show you Point Break. I'll show you Red Dawn.
Yeah, have you seen Point Break?
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right.
See, that's common ground.
One more night for lovemaking and not watching movies. But how about the Cannonball Run series?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that's a place to start. Then we move on to Smokey and the Bandit. All the greats.
Oh, and when you're talking about it the next morning on the radio, her boyfriend and I will be spooning, listening to the radio.
Spooning. Yeah. Now, I don't want to turn you on any more than you already are, Ashley, because I'm scared you just explode in an eruption of passion. But Tony has a carpentry question for the Ace Man. Oh, yes. Expert carpenter.
Sit back and swoon, Anastasia.
Mm-hmm. I'll build us a rattan love chair and hang it from the ceiling myself. Tony?
Yeah.
You have a carpentry question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got this custom home. It's 3,000 square feet. But on the front entry, when you walk into the house, it has a window above the door opening, and the window won't fit. I have to bump up the header another foot.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, you know how we have trimmers on the side to support the header?
Mm-hmm.
I can't scab that together, right? I'm pretty sure I have to replace them and put a solid piece all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I do when I'm working on a house, especially when the weather's warm, is take the shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Take the shirt off, and then I just strap the belt on. You know, I wear a leather tool belt, pulled in extra tight. And I'll go ahead and rub some oil on my body. I'm quite muscular, so it's difficult for me to get it to certain parts of my body. I just can't physically bend my arm because of the guns. I can't get to the back of the neck and certain places like that. But I'll go ahead and have some.
Oh, Anastasia's cheeks are flushed.
Have a day labor.
Wow.
Some on my back. I don't want to burn out in the sun. And
hey, that's what she can do. She can rub some on your back there for you.
Thank you.
You don't want to get a sunburn out there.
You really own a 30,000 square foot home?
No, I don't. No, I'm doing a work for somebody else that owns it.
Uh-huh.
And it's sitting on 40 acres.
All right. So you're taking a header and sliding it up a foot, and you want to know if you can scab in a trimmer.
Anastasia, yeah. I'll take a header.
Thanks, David. Remember, you're gay.
I keep forgetting.
I think scab is more
like
apropos.
She's changing him.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would just rip off the trimmer and go with a full-length trimmer. The trimmer is the one that goes under the header. The header runs full through to the king studs.
Exactly.
Anastasia's boyfriend. I'll take a header.
All right.
And some trim.
Rip off. As long as you're ripping everything apart, just rip the trims off and go ahead and put a full-length trimmer
on
there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, it's enough. Now, where were we?
All right, listen. What we were trying to get to the bottom of is whether or not you two belong together.
Despite now, the age difference.
The heart wants what it wants, but
right.
Anastasia conducted with Oakley, I believe, a questionnaire to get to know her. Now, let's check your compatibility. I'll ask you the same question.
Oakley's one of your sponsors.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They're great.
They are.
Yeah.
And we can all get, I can get all kinds of freebie.
Of course. Well, why don't sunglasses? You come down to the factory with me?
Ooh.
They, have you seen their factory? It's the coolest thing.
Hold on.
Ever
the factory is also the name of Teresa's vagina, so I want to make it clear. This is the Oakley factory.
Yeah, the Oakley factory.
Oh, okay. That's a good look when the guy over 40 is wearing the blades.
Yeah.
That's a sharp look.
You should get some thumps so you can listen to yourself
talk. Put the buds in there listen to the radio. Oh, they have sunglasses with radios built in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you know what I like to wear those when I'm snowboarding. That's what I'm riding
And what are you listening to?
I'm listening to, as I said, Smashing Dumplings,
right.
Nervosa, Mighty Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
Not only that, Mighty Yahoo, Jew who plays the rap music. Who else is there? There's the Green Stripes. I listen to them all, okay?
Green Day and White Stripes.
The White Day, the Green Stripes. I listen to all the current hip music, and then I'm out there shredding the powder out on the Half Dome.
Yeah. I want to hold your hand. Mm-hmm. This song was very popular when Adam was in his early
20s. Do you know who sings this song that's playing now? The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
I wasn't that's expecting
fine.
That.
All right.
Yes, correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
First three letters are the same,
yep.
So be it.
That's right.
All right, let's begin. Adam, I will begin with you, and then mm-hmm. Anastasia, you'll see. We'll see how you match.
Okay.
Adam, what are your favorite songs?
Jay Bacon. Who's the guy from American? Clay.
Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken. He's hip. Oh, yeah. I'm not into that. Poser. Give me the Green Stripes. Let's go. I'm hardcore. I like the UK bands. I like Blah. And the other bands from that part of the world there. It's good stuff. All good stuff.
Okay. Anastasia, what are your favorite songs?
I like anything from Lindsay Lohan.
You were just saying that
Ashley Simpson, The Killers.
Mm. Oh yeah.
The White Stripes, Kanye West.
That's right. That's right.
You two have essentially the exact same CD.
Yeah, I mean, you go out to my car and check the CD player. That's all. It's all
chock full of Lohan.
It's the Murders and the Kanye East. It's all in there.
You gotta love you some Lindsay.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
Lohan.
I heard
great
that
stuff.
Hey, if you weren't doing what you're doing professionally, what would you like to be? Adam first.
What would I be doing?
Yes. What would
making
you be doing?
Sweet love to Anastasia Ashley.
Right, but that's not a career.
I think it's better than a career. Career, if they wear a name tag, this you wear nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that'd be my job.
Anastasia,
full-time.
What would you do?
I'd maybe be a fashion designer.
Yeah, I'd get design, or I might be on the motocross circuit.
It's going to be a weird thing. I wonder how much clout you'll have in the business of design and clothes and stuff while you're making sweet love to her in her place of business. Because I assume this is a 24-hour-a-day gig for you.
I got to tell you, I make love to a lot of women. They don't even know we did it. I'm that stealthy.
Well,
so
that's convenient.
You can have a full-time job while I'm with you.
Am I going to be the moneymaker?
Well, look, any way you want to slice it, whether... You know, I just have to kill my wife and collect on the insurance, and we'll use that as a nest egg. Or if you got to go out and go on the professional surfing circuit and bring home a little cash that way, either way you want
to
do it.
What do you think about this, though? I might have to leave for weeks on end. What are you going to do?
He can hang out with your boyfriend and I.
Yes.
We're going to have a spare bedroom. Or if he wants to join us.
I'll miss you. I'll probably, I can tour with you, you know?
You can be my cheerleader.
Spread the pab on your nose. That's what I call it.
Is that going to distract you if Adam's on the road with you?
I don't know. I mean, I just think he'd have to give me my space when needed. Or let me go surf and get out there and do what I have to do.
No, babe. You got your life. That's the whole thing. The whole thing is we both have very separate lives. You have surfing. I have watching you surf and masturbating. Totally separate lives. And they won't. I won't crowd you. I'll give you your space.
Okay.
All right, Anastasia, let's go with this one. I'll ask you this one first. What move or trick are you working on right now?
Probably doing an air 360?
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, same question.
Trying to get at my own junk like Ron Jeremy. I'm sorry, I had to just be honest with that one. I'm just, it's what I'm doing. Yes.
Takes long hours of practicing.
Oh, my God. I swear I have to have a rib removed. I really do, because I've been working with my Pilates guy and just not happening.
It is like talking to the same person when I ask you to do these questions.
Simpatico.
Anastasia, if you had one gigantic,
there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
All right. Last question. Party animal or mellow on the couch watching TV? Ace.
I like to just pull up a tub of popcorn, crack a couple of wine coolers, put my Oakleys on, and watch a Blue Crush. That's what I do every night.
How say you, Anastasia?
With the Ventures playing in the background.
You know, I like to do that, too. I like to
just homebody.
Sit at home.
And listen to the Ventures.
I'm actually, you know, if you, have,
Dick Dale.
If you have a nice house, why leave it?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to create such a paradise for us, a Garden of Eden. I'll make it high on a bluff. Beautiful bluff.
So no one can get to us?
Yes, it'll be my fortress, our fortress of solitude, overlooking the North Shore. You out there carving up the swells, me up top doing the show when I can, again via the ISDN line, but with the sound of the blender making the soothing melodic note of the constant pina colada coming forth.
You're a match made in heaven, and I don't want you to worry about your boyfriend. I know just what he needs to get back on his feet.
Let me ask you this. Do you think your wife would be offended if you named the twins Anastasia and Ashley for the boy?
That could work. Yeah. They're both nice names, and they're both sort of Anastasia works for girl and Ashley.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ashley Angel, the man's on MTV. Yep. I always watch MTV. I mean, my brothers, man.
Ashley Parker Angel.
When we're not on our sticks carving up a half dome and about 8 foot of powder, we're watching MTV or maybe even MTV2. I can. You want to meet Andy Milonakis?
Sure.
I could make it happen because I'm so down with that kid.
You two it's kids nuts. Are too fast paced for my blood.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't keep up with us. I'll tell you what. I'm driving around. I got a custom Scion. You know, I got a custom ride.
Right.
Big woofer. Big bazooka. Woofer in the back of the thing, just constantly pumping them green stripes.
He's pretty cool, isn't he, Anastasia?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, what do you got in your Scion?
I got some 40-inch rims.
40-inch? Shack Daddy
24
rims?
24 maybe. They're just huge. The rims are taller than I am, I'm a 6-footer.
What
plus.
Are you bumping though?
I'm bumping some 50 series Pirellis on 28 inch rims with triple chromes and
damn.
It's a whip. I don't call it a car. It's a whip. You know, it's a whip. And I got Lindsay Lohan blasting out of a 20 inch subwoofer in the back there. It's killer. I got a flat screen inside the steering wheel.
Oh, crazy.
I actually look at myself while I'm driving. I watch MTV2 while I'm driving.
Are you watching Pimp My Prenup?
Yeah.
I think that may be important at this point.
It's you know, I'm busting moves and things while I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He is a hep cat and my number one dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm definitely down with, you know, the stuff that the younger people are down with.
Oh, you're down.
Anastasia is clearly impressed, mm-hmm. Yes?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. You got to give him credit, you know?
I'm going to grow a really cool, like, goatee thing, like, where I just have I'm going to grow just a mustache and then the really thin things, and I'll just comb a little Just for Men through there, and everything will be fine.
What could Anastasia do to improve herself, to make herself more appealing for you? Because you've just undergone, before our eyes, an Olivia Newton-John type transformation at the end of Grease. You know,
I'll tell you, other than the tat of the Ace Man on the left shoulder, so everyone in the competition could see just who she represents, other than my tat on her shoulder, nothing.
You'll get that tattoo then?
You know, maybe. I'm not a big fan of tattoos, but
for him, you'll make an exception.
Yes, that's, I mean, for anything. If you know, you have your morals and your standards,
mm-hmm.
but then there's always going to be that person who's going to make you question that.
That's right. That's right. Bad boy. Bad influence. That's
You're
right.
A bad boy.
All right. Well, thank you for playing along, Anastasia.
Of
Ashley.
Course. I'm glad now we got this
kind of
settled.
It's all settled.
How much does your boyfriend hate Adam?
No, he doesn't hate him. He likes him.
He's a sweet kid. kid.
I think he's going to be happy for us.
Yeah. He understands.
He understands. He loves me dearly, and he wants what's best for me.
Have him text message me.
PETA2.com is where you go to find out about Anastasia's very clean living lifestyle. A vegetarian. Celebrity Car Magazine, the spring issue is what she's in as we speak with her dope rides. Yes, yes.
Nice.
Got the 22.5-inch dubs on there. Drop to the ground. Got airbags.
It does.
Mine, so it's...
Side and head airbags.
Rolling with the airbags.
Can I get a low light?
Got like a double dipstick in there. Triple chrome all the way. It's off the hizzy. We'll take a quick break. Thank you, Anastasia.
Yeah, for sure.
Be right back after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla Show, boy. This is the Drunk Tree mascot. What do you want me to read this? Adam Carolla Show, you're listening to it, and you give him a call at 866-901-ADAM. I think I'm going to puke.
A million opinions and only one eyebrow. The Adam Carolla Show.
Let's not get off the very important topic of naming Teresa Strasser's vagina. It started off with Chavez Ravine.
Yes.
Then it moved into Valley of the Sun. I just figured out that stadiums and ballparks would be great names. Fit, you know, Busch Stadium, Giant Stadium.
Pittsburgh Penguins playing the igloo.
Candlestick Park.
Yeah.
When I'm lonely.
Right.
That is pretty good.
Soldier Field. This one's a little wordy, but I like it. Network Associates Stadium.
Yeah. How about the Cow Palace?
It's funny.
Yeah, well, there it is. We've decided to stretch this out into another day. I don't
another
think we,
day?
Another year.
Work through the summer with this nonsense.
Yeah, I don't think we agreed on one. Maybe it's convenient because it was my first entry, but I still like Chavez Ravine.
It's hard to beat that one.
It's tough, but we're going to try. We're going to spend the next 2.5 hours trying.
Well, I was inundated by emails, and I have to say I was very flattered that a lot of women wanted to name my vagina because for years, men have been naming their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we have a number. People went wild for the idea of trying to name it after some sort of sports facility.
Like, I still think national parks, too, like Monument Valley is good. You know, anything that has a valley or a Snake River, something like that after it is good. So national parks, ballparks, things like that.
Old Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, this is an obvious one right on the nose, but Penn State Nittany Lions, of course, playing Beaver Stadium.
Mm,
yes.
Nice.
That's a pretty good one. You know, we talked about Ohio State. The nickname of their stadium is the Big Horseshoe.
Yeah, I like that, too.
I like that one a lot, too.
Although intimidating.
Well, horseshoes are lucky.
Not sure if I could sell out the Big Horseshoe, you know what I'm saying? Not sure if I got a big enough band to fill that stadium.
I think I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
We got a... Oh, University of New Mexico, Lobos,
mm-hmm.
They play in the pit.
I like it.
You like the pit, eh?
Yeah, the pit's good.
How about this one? The Cleveland Browns, mm-hmm. you know the nickname for their stadium.
Mm-mm.
Dog Pound.
Oh, the Dog Pound. Sure, yeah. Dog Pound.
Seattle used to play its games in the Kingdome.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Up in Buffalo.
Regal.
War Memorial Stadium.
Tim's got one.
Oh, Tim, good.
Tim?
Yeah, good morning.
What do you got for us?
I got Pleasant Valley, which not only houses a men's penitentiary, but an institution for the criminally insane.
Mm.
Wow. So in other words, my vagina is a place that's you're on lockdown once you're in there and they don't let you out.
Pleasant Valley, nice. Ooh, someone has this. Now, I don't know where this is, but you can tell me. Michael?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Adam?
Good. You have a name for Teresa's vagina?
I do. In Evanston, the Northwestern Wildcats used to play at Dyke Stadium.
Oh, well, that was only in my 20s.
That's right.
I think the baseball stadium was called Little Dyke.
You get one Euro pass, and all of a sudden you're
Dyke. One Euro pass away from playing in Dyke Stadium.
Now, that's a true story, though. Mm-hmm. In your 20s, you did make time with another lady, yes?
Yes, one time.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
It's the motion of the train, David. You were in Europe, right?
Yeah, I was in Europe. Yeah, I was young.
Doesn't count.
I'm not passing judgment.
Well, look at you and Anastasia's boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
Phil?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
What do you have?
Hey, I got a name for Teresa's vagina. It's called out near Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. It's a place called the Beaver Creek.
Solid.
That's good.
Solid. Obvious, but solid. Here's one I'm now in love with, the new front runner. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, Adam, come on, let's get it over with. It's named the Port of L.A., all right? We're done. Are we done? Do I get a piggyback ride around the studio? What do I get out of this?
Well, you should at least get $50 over at Hooters.
I'm on my way.
You really should. Port of L.A., yeah. Anything that'll make it through the Panama Canal.
How about some
Canal?
Star Wars references? Some people have gotten into that. Like,
really?
You could have the moon of Endor. Tatooine.
A little bumpy. I don't know if I could say that. I'm not sure if I could say Tatooine when I'm drunk. I got to F you.
How about this? You know, they try to take Solo. Jabba the Hutt takes Skywalker and Solo out to drop him off in the desert to Tatooine to kill him. And the name of the beast that he's trying to drop him into, the Sarlacc Pit.
The Sarlacc Pit.
Slowly digests you over 1,000 years.
Baby, I want to make a little trip to the Sarlacc Pit tonight. I've been a bad boy.
The Force isn't with you.
So you have to breathe when you're down there. Ryan?
Yeah.
You own a clothing store, a clothing line?
Yeah, it's a small clothing line. Mm-hmm. It's actually a surf clothing line, which is kind of funny from this point.
And you'd like to sponsor Teresa's Vagina?
Yeah, well, the name of our company is 9-to-5 Never, is in like a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, we don't really see her working super hard, so we thought, yeah, maybe she would like pick up a sponsor for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name in particular, though? The product or something like that you'd like to name?
Yeah, a certain line.
We can definitely create a product for her vagina.
Wait a second. Do you sell panties?
Yes, we do.
Well,
there you go.
Done and done.
We have a pink thong with an arrow that suggests things on it.
That's classy.
Slippery when wet. Do you have like a cuter, like a little, you know, like a tap pant or a little, you know, something else?
We have the little pairs of, like, little boys' briefs in pink and brown.
That's cute.
Which, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we have them right with him.
So your vagina has its own clothing line.
Well, I'm sponsored, perhaps, by a clothing company.
My vagina.
Right.
I think actually 9-to-5 Never, that's a pretty good idea. Let's hammer out the details with them. Or perhaps will this whet the appetite of other clothing stores like The Gap? Or Banana Republic. Or County Seat.
Yeah.
Forever 21.
Let's see. We have Jason has two names. Jason.
Anthropology.
Hey, Adam.
What's up?
Morning. I got a couple names for you. Hey, Dave Damashek. Hello? Your lovely Chichu, the Eskimo that he is.
Right.
He plays at the Shark Tank.
Dangerous.
Shark Tank.
It is the Shark Tank. And also, you know, you can go ahead and split off in a whole new category with biblical references, the burning bush.
Sounds like she has issues down there, though.
Or be a little more pleasant with the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
I like Garden of Eden. Fertile Crescent.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The clothing one might be the way to go. You got Target.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. You got Land's End. Old Navy.
Yeah, again, I don't know if that's flattering. You don't want to think about the sea and about old people. You know, that's a tough combination there.
Fashion bug.
Fashion bug. Jeez, I'm trying to think. I don't even know that.
How about Dress Barn? I don't know.
Barns. Yeah, barn stuff, too. I can't contribute to this because I've never bought clothing.
How about, then let's go back to the Star Wars because that's your wheelhouse.
How about
this one? The Ice Planet Hoth.
Again, I'm trying to think of things, you know, when I'm loaded and I want to get with Teresa saying, I want to take a charter trip to the ice. Come on, take your pants off. You know what I mean? I think it'd be a little bit bumpy.
It's true. That's where Chavez Ravine, it rolls
off. Yeah,
it
rolls right off the tongue. Yeah. Most, I've found that a lot of Spanish is, it's a language that was built around people who are drunk using it. I don't know if you guys knew that, but it's actually, it's very drunk friendly. Whereas Hungarian, it's tough. That's a tough language to be drunk in, but Spanish, easy. As a matter of fact, I don't speak a lick of Spanish, but if I have a 12-pack, I speak it fluently.
Fluent.
Yeah. All right, we will take ourselves a little break.
Millennium Falcon.
We had the pond yesterday, I do believe. I like the toolbox, although I don't know if that that's a stadium. Keith?
Yeah.
The toolbox?
Yeah, man. You got to go with your construction background. You got to go
see.
With what you know.
I see. I like that. Clinton has called in now 9 times with his very heady title. I'm going to give it to you. Be prepared to
I'm
be
ready.
Marginally offended. I'm
no
only
problem.
Putting him on the air because I've now seen this 9 times, and I've ignored it each time. But go ahead, Clinton.
The stabbing cabin.
What was that?
The stabbing cabin.
Is that a stadium?
I don't know. It's one of these things where I just wanted to get it over with because he's been calling every 10 minutes for the last 2 days.
Here's one more Star Wars one. On the ice planet Hoth, Han Solo keeps Luke warm, a dying Luke warm, by cutting open the carcass of his dead Tauntaun.
Dead Tauntaun or just Tauntaun?
However you like.
Tauntaun's
right.
Cute.
Clinton?
Yeah.
Again, it was stabbing cabin. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you go because I know you have to maitre d' at the 4-star restaurant. So I'll give you let you get in your tuxedo and let you get going on that.
How about Wrigley Field's name? It's nicknamed the Friendly Confines.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it. It's warm and cuddly.
We will take ourselves a break. Tom Likas coming up. Penn Jillette coming up. Also, our competition. $3,000 on the line. Beat Dave's mom and show trivia. All that still left to go on the Adam Carolla Show.
Think on the lips of your lover.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
Tori Spelling, you brought your hunky guy along with you.
Dean, the fiance, and now he has a tattoo of her.
A tattoo.
Arm.
4. With a 5th up here. My family coat of arms.
We, the Carollas, have a cot and a dumpster and a roll of Bounty. 2 rolls. They cross in front of the cot.
The Adam Carolla Show.
From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM.
Thanks again for taking my call and taking me out to Halle Berry style.
Here you go, Robert.
I miss the old Halle Berry. She wasn't all high and mighty about being a woman of color. She just run over joggers for a living. I miss that. Tom Likas in studio.
Morning, Adam.
Radio brethren, Tom Likas. Tom, evidently, just by your looks and your tardiness, I'm guessing not a morning guy.
Not a morning guy, no. How do people do it? How do they get to work every day? Get up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your schedule like? Because it sounds delightful. You go on the air at 3 p.m. Yeah. out here in Los Angeles and everywhere. Many of the same markets we're on and in. What's the schedule like? What time do you normally wake up?
Actually, I'm normally awake about this time, but the bottom floor of my house is an office. So essentially, I put my bathrobe on and report to work.
Mm-hmm. So you start prepping for the show.
About 8 a.m.
Yeah, me too. Except for the show starts at 6. That's the problem.
I understand.
So really, you begin, and it is, it's a tall order because you have no sidekicks, no crutches to lean upon like I do.
There's nobody in there but me.
And the phone.
And the unsuspecting participant in improvisational comedy, the caller.
Yeah, and I know you and I used to share the same studio, Westwood 1,
yes.
Or Westwood 2, as I like to call it, because there's really no business calling that place 1. 1 should not, and Westwood none would be fine, but that place looks like, Tom, please stop me if I'm wrong, because you went on many a jag about what a dump that pit was.
Yes.
I wish somebody would just throw a Molotov cocktail into it and put it out of its misery. B, it looks like a ski chalet where you would have shot a porn movie circa 1978. Horrible. And as a former Finnish carpenter, carpenter, I'm insulted every time I walk to the bathroom seeing the horrible, hacky carpentry work done in that dump of a studio.
Well, not to mention that wooden toilet seat, and God only knows what stories would be told.
Yes, the only worse is the padded toilet seat, the one that clings to your ass as you try to free yourself from it after a relaxing dump. And again, go ahead and have your padded or your wooden toilet seat at your second house, at your summer home, not at an office. I don't want to share oak with other guys' ass.
No, and the finish wore off a long time ago, so.
I knew we were in trouble. Dr. Drew and I were there for like 10 years. I knew there was trouble afoot when I said, well, why don't we pop it in the CD player? And someone explained, we have no CD player. The radio studio with no CD player.
Yeah, and we're the only radio show left, I think, that uses cartridges.
Yes.
Instead of something digital like you have here.
Essentially, a few generations before the 8-track cassette was the cartridge. Actually, squirrels inside of them that have to spin the tape around. It's made of rawhide, the tape. Yeah. I know. I hated that dump. I can't believe you're still there.
Still there, but they tell us that we're moving this summer to a new studio. Of course, yeah. They do that every year my contract comes up.
Yeah, you'll never move.
Yeah.
You'll die in that place. There'll be a plaque next to the microphone with your name on it. Have they fixed the air conditioning yet, which ironically freezes over when you turn it on?
Well, the way Westwood One works, it has very little to do with Westwood. Okay, the company is run out of New York City, and every spring... you know it's springtime here in Los Angeles because in May the air conditioning goes out and it's 187 degrees in my studio. So you try to get the air conditioning fixed and you go to somebody in the building and say, what do we do about this? And they say, we got to call New York to get approval. So they call New York to get approval and some guy on the other end of the line goes, what do you need air conditioning for? It's only May.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
That's right.
Come back in July when it's hot out there.
I would sit in that studio sweating like Bobby Brown being interviewed by Oprah about his drug use. And one day I just had had enough and I went to the thing and I found the thermostat. But at public buildings, they do that thing where they put the little sneeze guard, the little plastic salad bowl over the thing with the chintzy lock on it. Somehow employees can't be trusted. We would set the building on fire or turn the thing. It would be snowing in the studio because Corolla liked it at 22 degrees. I looked at this thing and I said, well, where's the keys to this thing? Because I'm frying in the next room over here. And they said, oh, we don't have it. The supervisor has it. I said, we got the key. Oh, yes, we got the key. I jumped up on the console of the boardroom and I booted the thing. And I kicked the thing right off the wall and I set the thermostat and I went home. And then when I got home, I realized that I was doing Stern the following morning and I didn't have my ISDN line set up correctly. I didn't have the codes for the Zephyr or whatever it is. I had to call an engineer at Westwood One about an hour later and say, hey, buddy, could you come by the house about 4 a.m. and set up my Zephyr? And he said, yeah, as soon as I'm done fixing the thermostat that you kicked off an hour ago. It was really humble pie.
You're doing all these acrobatics to knock off the sneeze guard thing, but you won't cut an umbilical cord of your wife.
That's a good point.
Tom, what do you think of Adam? You know, he's got twins on the way in the next week or two.
My wife asked me last night if I would cut the umbilical cord, and I said I would if there wasn't somebody there who could do it. If it was an emergency situation, and I was the only person there who could do it, but if there's somebody qualified, by all means, let them do it. That's what we're paying them for.
I wouldn't be in that room at all. I don't want to know how sausage is made. I really don't.
I agree.
I'd be far away, like the old days. Guys didn't go near that stuff.
So you don't feel the need to watch the babies emerge into this world?
No. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I, by the way, was your dad in the room when you were born? Do you know and do you care? And would it have made a difference?
My dad was not in the room. My mom and dad were very old school.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was a traditional housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Did everything the old-fashioned way. And no, my dad was nowhere near the delivery room. He was waiting downstairs for somebody to come down and say, it's a boy, like they used to do.
Right. What guys should be doing is, first off, you should be dressed like Fred McMurray was in My Three Sons. You have the suit and the wingtip shoes, and then you should be handing out cigars and nipping off
the flask. Cigars tucked into the lapel of your jacket.
Wait, Adam, was your dad at the hospital when you were born?
I don't know. I don't care. I imagine he was in the vicinity. It didn't make a S lick of difference. I don't understand how we've been talked into this as males.
And the Lamaze classes, I mean, come on. You know what? We aren't pregnant. She is, all right? Done.
Right. Uh-oh. We have an angry listener on the phone. Garrett?
Adam.
Garrett, what's up?
Nothing, man. Is this the Tom Likas who dresses like a cowboy?
No.
Like a biker.
I'm going to go no. I'm going gay biker. I mean biker.
Is he on the East Coast or the West Coast?
He's on the West Coast.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the guy on the East Coast that dresses like a cowboy.
Oh, you're thinking of Don Imus.
Imus. Oh, I was going to come chew it out. Wow. Oh.
Does that happen often to you, Tom?
That's never happened before. Never.
Yeah. Well, we busted your Imus cherry on our show. All right.
That's funny.
All right, he's not.
All right. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
All right. Keep going, because I want you to purge yourself of the Baba Booeys.
No. Let it out.
Hey, Adam. The only way you're going to make it, you got to get rid of Dave. Please, man.
Get rid of Dave?
I'm dead serious.
Done and done.
I'll go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Hey, do you have any Huellhauser clips? Like, oh, that's wonderful.
That's a good point. We should get some Huellhauser
clips.
Like
you had on Loveline?
Yeah, we'll get that.
Please, man. Hey,
he has a lot of good ideas.
Garrett, is there any other radio show you could possibly talk about? You've covered Loveline.
Does anyone but this one, please?
All right, buddy. All right, thank you. Fantastic.
Brutal. God, I wish he could have named my vagina.
Yeah. I'm
sure he would have had something wonderful.
Let's talk to James. James?
He did. He called it Baba Booey.
He called it Fire Dave.
James?
Yeah.
You a fan of Tom Likas?
Oh, yeah, big time. What's up, Professor?
Not much. How you doing?
Good, good. I love your show and abide by all the rules.
Excellent.
Well, tell us some of the Likas 101 rules, if you would, Tom.
Wait, let the caller tell it.
All right.
This is going to be scintillating.
Go ahead, James.
All right. Well, never date single moms.
Right.
Right.
And, never give them keys to your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Never give them keys. Never let them move in.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if it's a hot celebrity like Denise Richards? She has a kid, but she's piping hot and has a good income.
Again, did you see what she said about Charlie Sheen? Whether or not it's true,
mm-hmm.
do you want somebody ratting you out like that? I don't care how hot she is. Mm-hmm. You're not getting into my place, Denise. I don't care.
All right.
That's right.
She's listening. She's just driven off the road, by the way, Tom. She's killed herself.
Yes.
Go ahead, James.
I got a name for Teresa's vagina.
Oh, great.
Fantastic.
Dave might not like it, but how about McCovey Cove?
Mmm. Nice.
I love it. I'm from San Francisco. You know, so
another closing story that we missed out on, Foot Locker.
That'd be a good name. It's an apparel place. Tom, give us some other Likas 101ers. His line was bad. I want to get rid of him.
Yeah. Don't spend more than $40 on a date.
Now, shouldn't you adjust that for inflation?
Oh,
because,
no.
But let me say this. To be fair, you've been saying $40 for a date for 10 years.
Right.
When you started saying it, gas was $1.29 a gallon. Now it's $3.50.
We don't count gas in the equation. When you drive the car...
That's part of the deal. How about a little cost of living bump?
No, you know what? Because I always say zero is optimum. I think guys should spend as little as possible on a date.
How about if it's on booze, though, Tom?
Booze has not gone up in price. I don't know if you've been checking. I mean, of all the things that have suffered from inflation, booze has been pretty consistent.
It's tough to get hammered for two to get hammered on $40, though. That's all I'm saying.
Right over here at El Coyote, for God's sake, over on Beverly Boulevard.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Margarita's out of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
As a bit of a hypnosis factor.
All right. $40, not going to go up on them.
That's it.
What else?
Of course, we tell guys they don't want to impregnate anybody. The caller is right. No single mothers. And never tolerate a woman answering a cell phone on a date because she's either talking to her babysitter, in which case you shouldn't be out with her anyway, or she's talking to the next guy she's going to hook up with, which is after she tells you it's 9:30. Oh, my God, look at the time. Got to go.
Right. So your fans who take this advice are sort of broken off into 90% are worship you as a guru, an advice god. But then there's the angry side, too. I heard you were attacked during a public appearance a few years back.
It wasn't during a public appearance. I was on my own on the DL in Seattle, as a matter of fact.
What happened?
I was out at 3:30 a.m. looking for something to eat. because I had a
Is that what they're calling it now? No, I'm sorry.
3:30 a.m., yes.
3:30 a.m., and I was at a place called the Five Point Cafe, and I stepped out for some air in the back alley, and a listener recognized me and gave me a little karate kick to the head.
Male or female?
Male. Couple of skinheads.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was their beef?
They just did it for fun. Ever see the old movie Clockwork Orange?
Yes.
They just like enjoyed doing it, did it, and then ran down the alley laughing hysterically.
And you actually kick a kick to the head.
Yeah. One guy distracted me, and the other had some kind of Taekwondo background or something and just nailed me in the head.
17 stitches?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? In the eye?
Right here.
Wow.
Over my right eye.
Let me see. You got a scar?
Wow.
You do have a little scar.
I do.
It's a big star. Yeah. That's a karate kid.
Sweep the leg.
Yes. I can't believe Pat Morita didn't jump over a fence and do your bidding for you.
Adam, have you been attacked by any listeners?
Well, no. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Karate Kid. But the day is young, by the way. I'm just waiting. Actually, I actually attack listeners. It's the other way around. Well, so you're just standing talking. Next thing you know, you're on the ground.
Right.
And what happens next?
I got helped back into the restaurant.
Thank God you were drunk.
I wish helped. You know what? It would have felt a lot better if I was drunk. Well, I had just arrived in Seattle.
But it's 3:30 in the morning.
Right.
You weren't
got off work at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Flew out at 9:30, got in about midnight, 12:30, was in my room.
Mm-hmm.
No room service. Went out to the Five Point to have some breakfast.
Ah. And so they helped you back in the restaurant. You filed a police report?
Yeah, in fact, they had to get me back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the hospital.
Did they ever find the guys?
Found the guys.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, because they were on video. Then the incident wasn't on video, but they were on video.
Mm-hmm. And leaving the bar or the restaurant or whatever it was.
And they made it real easy to be found because they were telling everybody what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not hard to get them.
Ingenious.
And what happened? Were they prosecuted?
It got to be too involved because I live 1,000 miles from Seattle. And what ended up happening was one of the guys spent 72 hours in jail while he awaited his arraignment. I called it even at that point because I really didn't need all the public nonsense that goes on with that.
And you would have had to fly back and forth for
and
the trial?
And give testimony, yeah. And much as I want to do that, if it was in L.A., I wouldn't hesitate. But I'm not going to start commuting for this.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I'm all for locking up scum as well, but not if it involves 10 minutes of my time. That's really the way I look at it, the way I approach jury duty as well.
Exactly.
Jeff?
Yeah?
You have a question for Tom?
Yeah, I do. Tom talks about a lot of different types of birth control for women and says that there's one type for men. Is that correct?
Yeah, condom.
Right. I was wondering about a vasectomy.
That's not birth control. That's sterilization.
What do you think of vasectomies, though?
I think they're great. But you see, most guys who listen to my show who are 25 years old and calling in for advice, they don't want kids today.
Mm-hmm.
But they might want kids when they're 30 or 32 or 35.
I'm not sure if they will perform a vasectomy on you if you're 24 and you don't have kids and you're male.
It's hard to find a doctor who will. There are doctors who do it, but you really have to work at that.
I sort of disagree with that. If you're 24, 25, no matter if you have 1,000 kids or zero kids, if you made the decision to get this elective surgery, you should be able to
do
it. Yeah, we're living in a world where you can have gender reassignment, no questions asked, but they won't put a little incision in the sack to stop you from overpopulating this crap hole we're living in as it is. For that, no, they won't do it.
You can have an abortion at 11 without telling your parents.
I had one at 9.
But when you're 25, if let's say you're married and you want to have a vasectomy, you have to get your wife's permission. You have to get mommy to sign off on that before the doctor will do it. You actually have to get a note from your wife.
That's insane. What's the logic behind
it? It's all about the lawyers and getting sued.
Wait, what if you want to get your tubes tied? Do you have to get your husband's permission?
That's a good question. I've never tried to do it. That's a good question.
No, because you're a woman, this is your body, and no man can tell you what to do
with it. Well, can I ask Tom a question that Adam brought this up the other day, that he feels that women that don't want to have kids, there's inherently something very wrong with them. Agree?
No, I don't agree with that. I mean, there are just some women who are into their careers. Now, that might be a problem for some guys, women who are into their careers or women who like traveling around the world and don't want to stay home. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think there's something. I think there's something. There's a flaw on a deep level for those women. I think there's a scarring that took place psychologically at some point in their rearing. Now, I'm not talking about a woman who's 25 and wants to focus on her career. I'm just talking about a woman like Oprah who never wants a child her entire life.
Well, but look at Oprah and the results. She makes $140 million a year because she's not tied down.
Yes,
because...
but her soul is bankrupt. All right, let's take ourselves a quick break. Tom Likas in studio. Billy, 17-year-old Billy, our webmaster, went to a prom. He did not use any of the Likas 101 rules. He spent a ton of money on a boutonniere and over at Coco's after the prom
tickets.
And he ended up with nothing but a handshake and a slug in the shoulder for his long and lonely limo trip back to his mom's house. Tom is going to impart some of his sagely wisdom on young Billy after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. There's a lot more coming up, so stay here.
Jimmy Kimmel.
There's some talk, I'm not going to say who mentioned this to me, but it was Dave. Apparently you've been occupied with maybe another talk show host.
I may have seen Leno over
may
the
have.
Weekend. I travel with all, I see a lot
our
of celebrities. Hold on a second.
On our weekend.
You smell like cue cards.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Adam Carolla Show.
We're trying to make all of your financial information public in the event of a divorce. It's another good reason for guys not to get married. Then you don't have to reveal the information to anybody.
No. I think...
Yeah! If I have to reveal my income, I guarantee you I'll never get married again.
Don't you guys have a common law, too?
I would not allow a woman to live in my house.
Oh, my God.
I will continue to get laid as long as I have money, power, and fame. That's how it works.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call.
I did it as a public service, dear.
Tom Likas in studio. Telling me, forget about letting a woman move into the house. He will not let a woman inside the house. He
really?
Pleasures. He receives pleasure from a woman by putting his Johnson through the mail slot. And he sometimes, if he wants an intimate encounter or it's an anniversary or something, he'll look at her through the peephole.
That's it.
That's as close as he gets to intimacy.
Exactly.
Tom, how many times have you been married?
Four times.
Four times?
Yes.
That's a lot for someone who hates marriage.
Well. I didn't hate it when I started.
But about the two and a half mark, I would have learned to hate it.
Well, I didn't hate it even after the second or third one because the reasons the marriages didn't work out had more to do with working in this business and doing it the way people have done it for so many years. You have to move from city to city, building up an act. There's not a lot of women out there who are going to go along with you when you say, starting next week, I'm doing middays in Boston. So call the mover.
Well, where did you, let's go back. Let's take a walk down memory lane. You started off in what city and where do you hail from?
I'm from New York City originally. I did my first radio show in Babylon, Long Island. I won a contest at a radio station when I was 14. I won an hour of airtime. And that's how I went on the air the first time. And then over the years, I worked in places like Stanton, Virginia, which is the home of the Statler brothers.
Sure.
Then I moved on to Albany.
19-year-old surfer, by the way, Anastasia Ashley, huge fan of Statler brothers.
And the Beach Boys.
And the Beach Boys, yeah. Right, hey. Now?
Albany, New York, Miami, Phoenix, L.A., Boston, L.A.
What's the best town you've lived in?
L.A. for sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Best
I like
women.
That.
Miami a close second, though. I loved living there. Oh, yeah.
And you got married, and along the way, the life was just too tough for them?
It is too tough.
Did they cheat? Did they step out
on
you?
One did. One of the four did.
And the other ones you got divorced from, they got divorced from you?
One of them, we had agreed before we got married not to have kids. That's the one I talk about when I got married at 18. Left home at 16. I'm married at 18. I did a lot of the things the guys call in and ask questions about. I made all these mistakes. Got married to somebody who changed her mind about having kids midway in the marriage. 3 years in, said, I changed my mind. I want to have kids. And she was planning on having kids with me. And I said, but we have an agreement. I have a career.
Yeah.
And I had to leave.
You know, I changed my mind, too, about the kids thing. My wife's...
You still want them, right?
No. No, my wife's going to give birth in 10 days to twins. But you know what? I've turned the corner. Lycus. Tom, I'm either going to need a note from you, or I'm just going to need you to follow me home after the show.
Oh, no problem.
Can I ask, what happened with the fourth marriage that made you hate marriage?
The fourth marriage, well, that was a 10-year marriage. Lasted a long time. In that particular case, though, I think there's too much of people taking each other for granted. There's too much anger that builds up, silent resentment and what have you. It was certainly not a situation where somebody took money from me or was unreasonable, like what I complained about on the air. It was just that we couldn't do it anymore after 10 years. Couldn't do it.
And
being married.
And now, never again.
Done.
Matt?
Yo.
You had a vasectomy?
Yes, for my 25th birthday.
Really? That's lovely. Hmm. Yeah, a bumper pool table would suffice, but you got a vasectomy. Fantastic. All right, or one of those gift certificates where you get to do a few laps in a NASCAR, something like that.
Did any doctor give you any grief, or the first doctor you went to said okay?
Actually, yeah, it was in Utah when I had that done. And those guys are so hell-bent on having 1,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor, I must have went through 8 doctors before I finally found one. And when the day finally came to where I was strapped into the stirrups, that's what they do to you.
Wow.
He asked me again, oh, yeah, how many kids did you have? And I said, none. And then he started backing away, and he's like, well, and I said, you're already paid up, Chief, and I'm already, you know, ready to rock and roll here.
Was he an actual Indian chief, or you're just calling him? That's the label.
Call him Chief.
All right. And then you got divorced.
Yeah, I met a girl shortly after that. We were together about 6 years, total year and a half into it, we got divorced because of it.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted kids, and I think kids are sheer evil.
That's nice.
It's adorable.
By the way, I'm looking for an au pair. Do you live in the Los Angeles area, or should we fly out? All right. Tom Lycus is here. Sure, smoke started coming out of his ears when he heard the word au pair. Tom Lycus in studio. Billy, our webmaster, 17-year-old Billy. He's a lump of clay you need to mold.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, Billy doesn't have a father figure, and I know a lot of listeners feel like you're their father figure.
Oh, I am. Yes.
Billy went out to the prom last Saturday night with a fetching young beauty, 17-year-old Nicole, and she's foxy. I'm not just saying that.
Out of his league.
A little out of the league, perhaps. He was tongue-tied. He was nervous. He got nowhere with her. Now a second date is imminent. What's some words of wisdom for him?
Well, first of all, is this your girlfriend?
No.
No. Are you kidding? What was that long inhale for?
We want to make it progress. You know,
okay.
But
Tom, let me suggest. Right. Let me just so you know what you're working with here.
Yeah.
The woman has, or the girl, I should say, has some emotional scars, some deep rooted problems
with her
in the past. So she's ready to be had. I think
she's got a legal guardian that's not either of her parents. She's a little disturbed, but the problem.
These are all signs you're getting lucky.
Yeah, yeah. There's daddy. There's definite daddy issues.
But Billy has daddy issues too.
Yeah.
The thing with him is he was tongue-tied. He had nothing to talk about. What can he talk about on a date?
Well, as we were talking about off the air, the first of all, I tell guys not to go to the prom. Because anytime you put yourself in a position where you're going to talk a lot, or you're in a position where you're expected to talk, everything you say can and will be used against you.
Exactly.
Women will find reasons not to go home with you, not to have sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
You will say something wrong, like, you know, you'll say, I'm a Republican, or I believe in abortion, or
I hate
it could
cats.
Be anything. Yeah.
Right.
I hate the Dave Matthews Band. Whatever. You're going to say something, and she's going to go, yeah, I can be with anybody like that, and then you're out. So the idea is to try to keep yourself in situations where there's as little conversation as possible.
Mm-hmm. Or if they ask you something, you just grunt, you know?
Right.
What's your favorite band?
Well, Tom, respectfully,
yeah.
And I listen to your show, and
yes.
I've heard you eviscerate female callers, so
yes.
I'm very nervous to disagree with you, but Bresca told me I had to to make the show more interesting, even though I mainly agree with you.
I'm chubby, or I'm a lesbian.
Thank you. Some women do like to be asked questions about themselves.
I know they do. But when you have to ask all those questions, it's wonderful for her, and it's wonderful for her ego to right. show that you're interested. But it doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to get sex.
It might help.
But I do believe that the primary motivation for a guy to go on a date is to get sex. And a lot of guys get confused by all this stuff about having conversations right. and going to Starbucks and drinking coffee together and all this. They forget what the purpose of a date is. Yeah, they have women who have, now you have women who have political opinions and they want to tell you what those are.
Next thing you know, they'll be voting.
Yeah,
I don't want to live in that world. Well, Tom, you do want to get laid, right. and part of the objective of getting laid, in a way, you're like a deep cover CIA operative who has to infiltrate Al Qaeda, and when they pledge their allegiance to Saddam or Bin Laden, you have to do it along with them in order to infiltrate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So there's things you should talk about, right? Shouldn't you compliment their shoes and things like that?
No, you don't compliment the way a woman looks. What you do is you let her talk as much as possible because that does two things. One thing, it gets you off the hook. You're not going to say anything that's going to get you in trouble. Two, then women say, what a good listener he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to men who don't listen.
Well, Billy went on a date, and there was no talking in the limousine, and it was very uncomfortable.
The thing is, she was talking, but she was telling me the whole time that I needed to talk more.
Not sure if that constitutes talking, but I guess, technically.
This is why I tell guys not to go to the prom, by the way, because you're put in this unnatural situation.
But what about if you're a velvety baritone like Billy? Shouldn't you be using that? Your voice is your tool. Tom is a broadcaster.
No.
Your voice is a tool. You use it.
Absolutely.
It's your
not.
Livelihood.
You right. save that for when it's really necessary.
All right, so here you are. So, A, easy on the jabber, but you must reply, obviously, if you're being spoken to.
Okay.
The stammer doesn't cut it.
Confidence, yes. at least. How does he do that?
Right.
But do not give your opinion about anything.
All
you
right.
can ask questions. You can ask follow-up questions.
Step two.
Yeah.
Step two. They're going, where are you going this, or are you going out on a second date with Nicole, right? Where are you guys heading to?
Well, we're thinking about golf and stuff.
Golf and stuff. Very romantic, very highbrow.
The name of a place where you go to play putt-putt kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have ice cream and such?
Pretty
Terrible
much.
Idea. Yes, Tom?
Skee-ball machines.
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. Of course, you have to be 21 because we believe in drinking responsibly here.
Right.
But for anyone who is over 21, I would say you want to be somewhere where alcohol is present. You
Chew some up and go. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
you're like
you
Dave
can't.
And Buster's. If you're gonna do golf and stuff,
you can't booze it up. So you're gonna have to go the roofie route because I agree with Tom. It's irresponsible to talk about drinking with someone.
Yeah, she's underage.
Unless she has a fake ID. No, you're gonna play a little golf, a little putt-putt golf. Mm-hmm. That'll give you something to focus on, so you don't have to have the long pregnant pauses.
No conversation.
And then what after the putt-putt golf?
Do you have a plan after? Like, what is the plan to follow up?
This is too precious.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe get something to eat or something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. You got to have a plan. Am I right, Tom?
Got to have a plan. And
I don't, you know, I'm not, I'm sorry to cut you off, but,
no,
you know, I don't really have a relationship experience background, you know, so I don't really know what to do.
Please, when you've loved and lost like Billy over here, I can't believe a man like yourself. Just been a lone wolf your whole life, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so after Tom, what should he do? We're running out of time. But after the round of putt-putt golf, you better hope to Christ you don't get beat by this chick, by the way. It's humiliating.
I know.
Then what?
You want to chill it down as much as possible. You don't want to keep going from place to place to place.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really want to go to eat, and then she'll say, oh, I know a place that's open. We can go dancing.
Right.
And then finally, eventually it's 2 or 3 in the morning. She's like, oh, my God, look at the time.
And then you're out $300.
Right. You don't want to get to, oh, my God, look at the time, or being out $300. You absolutely don't.
Mm-hmm. So off to the bluff to watch the submarine races. Do you drive, Billy?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I love the Metro.
What are you going to do? Pick her up in your train?
No, that's what we have Nick, the limo driver, for.
You're going to have a limo driver?
Yeah.
Perhaps you go somewhere.
Now you've got over $40.
Oh, Nick.
Wait, he's imagine, a volunteer.
Imagine the kind of tipper Billy is, by the way.
$20.
He holds his hand out. Billy puts a pog in it and he moves on. Don't spend that one place, my man.
Can I ask Tom? I know we're running out of time, but in how many dates should his girlfriend, Nicole, who is 17, how long should she put out?
Three strikes, you're out is the rule.
Okay.
All right. So we're already at one.
Yes.
Yeah. I do believe. I would say the prom counts as one and a half. I mean, that's a marathon date where money was spent hand over fist. But one. So now it's putt-putt golf. And plan your third, if there is in fact one, very carefully. All right. We're plumb out of time. Billy?
Yeah.
So you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend, but taking it slow.
Yeah. One question real quick. How exactly are we going to have the chance to do it, like, if we're only going to golf and stuff? You know, should I go to her house after?
Does she live with her sister?
Yeah.
Has she brought guys home before?
I don't know.
Really? You should ask her that question.
But living with the sister is a hell of a lot better than living with grandma or
mom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an amateur, and even I could tell you pick her up, and therefore you drop her off, and then she might invite you in.
No, just do it on the hole that has the windmill. No. Do it inside the...
That's right.
If you've got a limo, you do it in the limo is what you do.
All right. Billy, good luck to you, my friend.
Thank you, Corolla.
And I mean it. Tom Likas, everyone. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7. On this station out here, Free FM, and many, many of our affiliates. Tom, Mazel Tov.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for coming by.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with news.
Yeah, we got breaking news. There's a verdict in the Enron trial. We'll have that for you. American Idol. And what do gay groups think of gay vetoes?
Gay vetoes. Also, Penn Jillette will be joining us as well. All that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you can think of a better way to wake up, we'd like to hear it.
With twins, with twin babies, everybody who has a baby of roughly the same age as your baby, they always say, oh, they're going to be dating in a few years.
I'm putting a new twist on it, which is they'll be dating each other.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Rainn Wilson. I play Dwight Schrute on NBC's The Office. And you are listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we'll keep pressing ahead here. We're going to do some news and some sports, but just one second. We have a famous celebrity on the phone. Penn Jillette?
Both famous and a celebrity. That's me, sir. How are you?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of celebrity, the famous kind.
Yeah, it's a little redundant, but why not blow a little smoke?
You got a lot of time to fill, Adam. You got a lot of time to fill. You have to be redundant.
Penn, yes, I do, and yes, I do. Penn does an hour-long show from his bathroom. He will not even leave his master bedroom.
I'm so close from saving all my fingernail clippings and droppings. I'm so close to that. It happens to us in Vegas, you know.
I tripped over a jar of urine as I was entering his in-home studio, which is a lovely little facility. He does an hour of radio every day on many of the same stations we're on. It flies by because it's only an hour. Imagine what 4 hours feels like. Oh, and not that that's to me. Imagine the poor listeners. So last time I was in Vegas, I not only did Penn's show and went to his house, but then went to the Rio and watched him do his fantastic magic show, the Penn and Teller show. How's the construction going at the house, by the way, Penn?
Almost, you know, I wish I had you to work on it. I really did. But it's coming along, probably another week or two. It was supposed to be timed perfectly with the birth of our son, but either the son was early or the construction was late. I'm guessing the construction was late.
That would be Zoltan.
Zoltan, yes.
Who's the son, and you already have a Moxie crime fighter.
Yeah.
And the story behind the crime fighter part, I know it, but tell it to our listeners.
Well, you know, the true story is that middle names don't matter at all. My wife doesn't even have one.
Right.
When we were talking about it, the thing is when you're a guy like me, and you're kind of a guy like me, the way people react to you is as though your wife has no power whatsoever. Mm-hmm. My wife actually picked the name Crime Fighter because she said, I don't give a damn what his middle name is. In a book that I wrote called Sock, there's a time when a character says, from now on, just call me Crime Fighter. So she said, we love the name Moxie. Moxie Gillette sounds nice. Middle name doesn't matter. Let's go with Crime Fighter. And I said, that's great, because when she's pulled over by the police, when she's 16, she'll be able to pull out her license and go, officer, we're on the same side.
That's
my
right.
My middle name is Crime Fighter.
As a matter of fact, use my deep cover line. You're blowing it. You know, I'm in deep cover right now. You're exposing me. What's your badge number? What did you think of David Blaine's latest stunt we all watched on TV a couple weeks ago?
I just love that he says, I'm going to hold my breath till I get attention.
Very much like Moxie Crime Fighter, Mike.
Very much. It's very funny because he kind of lied to us. He said he was going to break the record or die trying, and he left out possibility C, which is fail miserably on national TV.
Well, it was a fairly tall order to hold your breath for 8:59. Was that the record?
Exactly, but what I, we're supposed to do magic tricks. We
right.
shoot guns into each other's faces. That's a tall order, but we find magic tricks that work. The thing is, he cheated and still failed.
Right.
The thing is really funny.
Thinking, speaking about cheating, when I took a tour of Penn's place, which is more brothel than it is a dwelling.
Sure.
You know, it's more of a chicken ranch. Oh, he showed me the swinging sex stirrup chair and the jacuzzi with his patented clitoral stimulator in it. What does your wife think about that? And does she let you? I didn't have the balls to ask in person, but now that we're 400 miles away, I can ask. Did she let you swing? Does she let you hang with other women?
Did she let me use the... My wife married me knowing fully well who I am.
Ooh, I like that line. I'm going to use that. You know who I was. Yeah, you know who I am. So you get to cheat.
How would that be cheating, Adam?
Well, what the uptight Bible thumpers call cheaters, not the elite celebrity swingers.
You know how far I am from Bible thumper?
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're elite.
The whole idea of me even knowing the terminology that a Bible thumper would use. I mean, you expect me to be able to tell you the history of Jehovah?
No, I understand you hate God almost as much as I do, but
I'm working on it.
What I'm saying is a lot of people would look at that. Traditional people look at it as cheating if you got to have sex with another woman other than your wife. You're saying you get to do that.
Now, do you have children?
They're on the way. I have two on the way.
I have two on the way, and you're going to name them, I hope, something like I did Moxie after a soft drink in Maine. You're probably going to go with a soft drink.
Mr. Pibb.
Los Angeles. Mr. Pibb and Fresco.
That'll be the boy. Yeah.
I would suggest. But what happens is when you're in the final stages, my wife has been, we have been married something like 89 weeks, and she has been pregnant 70 of those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been only dealing with the results of sex.
Mm-hmm.
The dealing with sex has not been happening. When you first have kids, that falls away. It has to.
But the question that was asked was, do you get to have encounters sexually with other women?
Right now, as I'm talking to you, the entire Spice Girls are naked in my office.
Wow.
Wait a second. Even Ginger?
Even Ginger.
When I was there, you had one balding engineer.
Yeah. See,
Bald Spice.
See, that is just an outfit that Ginger Spice wears.
What a horrible... Well, again, if this is true, that you get to have sex with strange women, that would be your greatest magical feat.
You think that would be?
I think it would be.
Hmm. Yeah, making the marriage vows disappear.
What I will do is I'll announce on national TV that I'm going to have sex with 9 women and then only get to 7 and not be able to get out of the leg iron.
Wow. Hates David Blaine. Pull down some world-class trim, though. That's why
he does,
I hate him.
I think that's... He's becoming more famous for that, and that's a better thing to be famous for than doing stupid tricks.
I completely agree.
You know what his next trick is?
What is it?
He is going to... This is a press release. I didn't even make this up, and I wish I did. He is going to go into the jungle and live harmoniously with wild beasts.
Fantastic. We'll never have to hear from him again.
What a trick.
Hopefully he'll get raped by a baboon, and that'll be it. He'll get the HIV, and that'll be the end of him. All right, Penn?
Sir.
thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure talking to you, Adam, sir.
Always a delight. We'll be watching BS. Can't say the whole show.
One of the best shows on TV.
Yeah, great show.
It is fantastic, and it's quiet. It's like I remember when I used to watch Alf. I thought I was the only man on the planet that watched Alf, and then I would whisper it to my friends behind closed doors, and they would say, oh, I enjoy that show as well, and we'd have a hug. We do the same thing with BS. Penn Jillette, we will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back with some news, some sports, after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
We want to play a little game called Name That Tool.
Angie, any thoughts?
Any thoughts?
Nothing.
Angie has no tool. She has a tool holder. She has one of those holsters you put your keyless screw gun in, but no actual screw gun.
Oh, I thought you were making a sexual innuendo.
No. Not when I say she has a beautifully worked in leathery holster.
The Adam Carolla Show. And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 59, from Gone with the Wind.
As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
He was at my house when I returned yesterday.
Tara?
Yes, that's what I call it. He'll be there today when I come home. All right. Basically, I lent Oswaldo $5,000 a couple weeks ago, and he's decided to work it off by just showing up at my house and doing stuff that doesn't require getting done. But he'll soon have it worked off. And it'll be one of these things where I'm surprised. He'll tell me sometime, Monday or Tuesday of next week, that he's worked off the $5,000. Giving legal advice as well as working on the plumbing. All right, it is now time for the beautiful, vivacious Teresa Strasser and the news.
A verdict was just announced moments ago in the Enron trial. Executive Ken Lay guilty on all 6 counts. CFO Jeffrey Skilling guilty of conspiracy to commit security fraud and wire fraud. Considering their ages, it's possible that both executives could spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Yeah. But it'd be one of those prisons where you get your own golf cart.
Well,
right?
Probably. They
would, Bob Hope?
I would imagine they would go to a minimum security facility.
Yeah. Yes. I wish I could get more worked up about this stuff, but I'm too stupid. I tune out immediately. Well, I have no attention span for it. I don't know enough about it to get upset other than, you know, that's the man and he's ripping us off.
I have a solution for you. Let's talk about American Idol.
Yeah, hey! That one I know.
Okay, here's what happened last night.
Here we go. The winner of American Idol Season 5 is... Taylor Hicks!
And also, I happen to have a special advance copy of his first single that it's going to be released. Music industry insiders have very, very, very high hopes here.
Chichu. Oh, I like this.
Wow. Where's the Kleenex?
Chichu and Taylor.
I'm sure David Hasselhoff is in tears right now, as he was
last
night.
That's the way it should be.
That's
pretty.
Yeah, that was the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life.
When Hasselhoff cried.
Hasselhoff just...
Wait a second. Hold on.
Breaking down.
Gayer than Clay Aiken?
I got to tell you that I've looked through issues of Honcho... Hondo and Colt Roundup that were less gay than what
calling
I saw.
All homos.
Wait a second.
Saw Hasselhoff bawling away.
You were looking at Honcho while making love to Jimmy Kimmel.
Doing poppers.
And this was gayer.
And that was gayer.
You're exactly right, except for he was making love to me, because, as you know, I'm a bottom. But anyway, yes, that is true. This was gayer.
Gayer than Clay Aiken singing Elton John.
So sad. I grew up idolizing this man. He was Knight Rider.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. I'm right. Fighting crime with a car. Whatever happened to that? Listen, if any TV executives are listening, enough with the retarded celebrity competitions, dancing and singing and cooking. Get guys, hook them up with cars, and have them stop crime. That's your bread and butter. That's what this country needs. Thank you.
Cannonball Run the series. That would be good, too.
Yeah. it's nice, too, when you can name it what the car is, like Stingray, Corvette Stingray. Yeah. You know, it's just Stingray. You don't
Riptide.
Know if the
guy... Riptide was named after the plane.
It was. That's smart.
In other gay news...
yes.
Several prominent gay groups support the Sopranos' handling of Gay Vito and his recent whacking. According to a GLAAD spokesman...
Handling and whacking is their number one and two issues for the gay groups.
According to a GLAAD spokesman, the show provided a, quote, complex commentary on the struggle so many people face in living openly and honestly. Also, the founder of a gay TV channel said he was glad Vito was killed, not because he was gay, but, quote, because he was an ass.
Plus, Johnny Cakes was hot.
Johnny Cakes was hot.
You left that part out. Yeah. All right.
And heartbroken.
Look, here's the whole deal. Everyone, just go about your business. Stop giving press releases on what you condone and what you don't condone. Just shut up and go to work, would you, all you idiots? Whatever group you represent, just shut up and go to work.
I'm going
to
do that now. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Hey, she always start out with the beautiful and vivacious Teresa.
I loved that. Mm-hmm.
What about me?
The barely tolerable Dave Damashek.
That's only one.
the nauseating Dave Damashek.
Perfect.
This is taking valuable
Please
time away from Duck
Scores. Enjoy the Pittsburghian nasally drone of Dave Damashek.
Made me play his choo-choo song.
I'm not going to be able to read this. All right. Listen, it was some game last night in Dallas. NBA semifinal action, Western Conference Finals. Game one, Steve Nash, dynamite, Boris Diaw scores with less than a second on the clock to help the Phoenix Suns pull it out in Dallas. Shaq Fu and his pals tonight, game two in the Eastern Conference Series, where they hold a 1-0 lead. National pastime. Dodgers dumped the Rockies in Chavez Ravine last night. Seven straight now for the Bums. Arizona Snakes stay a half game up on them. They completed the sweep of the Pirates. Padres dumped by the Braves. Barry the Creep Bonds didn't even play. So, of course, had no home runs. And the rest of the Giganics shamed at home by the Cards. AL Halos beat Texas for the second straight day. Athletics lose to the Pale Hoes. Seattle M's over Balt O's. And I'll say this.
Yes.
I'm really trying to open my heart to the Seattle Mariners closer. I have been hurt, as you know, by Chichu and Tamu.
You've been burned, yeah.
But JJ puts their closer. I don't know.
Plus, do they play at Safeco? Safeco yes. Park? Why wasn't my vagina named that? It's safe.
Too big a stretch.
Hey, the Deaf Rat guy, actually. The Deaf Rat
Plus,
guy.
Plus, it's
a good
really
one.
it's like naming an old rickety pier a happy place. Come on down. A kid's going to get hurt.
It's not safe, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying someone could get hurt.
It's dangerous.
Misrepresentation.
Yes, yeah, something.
Here's another one, though. The Deaf Rat guy reminds in Madison Square Garden where they have the fights.
Right.
The Felt Forum.
The Felt Forum.
The name Soft. For the vagina, yes. And now, quickly, a trip to the Coach's Corner.
Coach's Corner, where coaches and corner are both spelled with K.
It's not just, it's not like, you know, coach in any clubhouse might have a corner. It's not like that. This is the name of the segment.
Because it's both spelled with a K.
Right. If it were just a corner in a locker room, then it would just be a coach's corner. This is the coach's corner.
I got to tell you, Guy has been on hold for over 2 hours because he has a funny story about something that's spelled with a K.
Wow. Is that right?
Yes. And while...
Well, let's make that the coach's corner
segment.
While
I know it's not going to be entertaining, I still insist on talking to him. Guy?
Yeah.
How long have you been on hold?
A good 2 hours, I think.
For a story about something that starts with a K.
Yeah, you know, it starts with a K. I grew up right next to Compton College.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a youth group there. And, my mom was charged with making the T-shirts for it.
Uh-oh.
And it was Compton College for Kids. Is mm-hmm. what it was, and mm-hmm. my mom with not a racist bone in her body,
oh,
bless her heart.
I know where he's heading.
Comes up with the Compton College for Kids, all spelled with K, and here we are, a bunch of kids. okay, I'm the only one white kid, and all black kids, and we have these white T-shirts with red letters. You know, Compton College for Kids. You know, we're meeting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, there in the gym, and you know, no one said anything. And you know, in hindsight, I'm looking, going, "Oh God!" You know, she didn't know any better.
There is no racial bigotry here.
Yes, but how did Kareem know about that?
Did she sell with white hoodies?
You know, thank God those weren't really popular.
Plus, you're wearing the blood colors in a trip control crip-controlled neighborhood. Yes,
and one member of that group, one very young doggy dog.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. You used to play basketball with him all the time.
I would sue my parents if I grew up next door to Compton College. Compton College doesn't even sound like a college. It just sounds like a threat. You keep those grades up, son. You'll be heading down to Compton College. It's something your stepdad yells at you when you pull all D's. You want to go? Hey, buddy, I'm going to take my belt off. We'll take a little trip down to Compton College. Keep pulling those grades. Have fun over Compton College.
A recess with Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Wow. Bottom line is best coach's corner ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach's corner. K. K.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
We'll be back to talk to Dave's mom, Mo Damashek, the one that gave birth to the genius that came up with Coach's Corner with two K's. Brandon?
Yes.
You're the boyfriend of Teresa, yes?
Hey!
I am the boyfriend of Teresa. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Nice to speak to you.
Very nice to speak to you. Big fan.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Even after we tried to name your girlie's vagina for the last 3 hours.
For the last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You just call it home.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we've had this name for a while, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we've had as a part of our little home routine, and we like to call it the Sky Dome, because it's as close to heaven as we're going to get.
Aww.
Nice.
That is
it's just
darling.
Just like heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Room to spread out.
Hey, T.
Hey, baby.
Okay. You know I don't like that.
Sorry.
Hi, Brandon. I wish I could talk to you more. We're running late, but please call back.
That's okay. Dave's mom's a much bigger draw than I am.
Yeah. Got A-listers waiting. Thanks. Thanks, Brandon. I thought it was your cousin, Brandon, for a second. That's why I was a little confused. Dave's mom, Mo Damashek, will be up.
It is my cousin.
She's up next.
To me, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
This is WWE Superstar Kane. Call Adam now at 1-866-901-ADAM. Or else.
Don't do it! Somebody get over there!
There's plenty more show left. Stay tuned. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Lisa Lampanelli, comedy's lovable queen of mean. You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Mo Damashek.
Hi, Adam.
How say you, Mo?
No, nothing too much. How are you guys?
She's mad. She was cast aside.
I'm sorry. We were going to play some competition, some trivia competition. You won the last two, $2,000. You generously did not accept our check, let it roll over into the pot. Now $3,000 riding on the competition, but we're plumb out of time today.
That's fine. We'll do it tomorrow, but don't cut the sports report short.
Yes.
That's the one thing.
Absolutely. Correct.
For many of your listeners, it's the highlight of the show.
Yes.
Dave Damashek.
Right.
I say, Mo, you maintain the family dignity and just walk. Don't stand for this nonsense. Nobody treats you this way.
She's your biggest asset. Don't get rid of Mo.
Yeah. She is the one listener she was talking about. Looking forward to the sports report.
All of your fan love it.
That's right. We do. So we'll do it tomorrow.
All right.
The competition tomorrow.
You're a good sport. One more day to tune up for little Adam Carolla Show trivia. Again, $3,000 on the line. We will find a worthy opponent for you tomorrow.
You will see.
I know.
Trash talk.
We'll see.
You know, I got to say this. Not only, obviously, listens to the show, many people do, but retention.
Mm. Oh,
mine, like a steel trap.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Sad.
You can say it. It's bizarre. But
yeah.
That's it.
All right.
As I just said to Jimmy Brusca, that's being a mom.
Show's over, Ma. We'll do it tomorrow.
Bye.
That's being a mom.
Bye, guys.
Brusket knows because one day, God willing, he hopes to be a mother. That's right. Well, he's lactating at least. All right, I want to thank Anastasia Ashley for coming in. PETA2.com, her website. Tom Likas, Free FM, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock every day. Penn Jillette, Penn and Teller's BS or Bull S on Showtime, Mondays at 10 o'clock. A underrated but yet very provocative and enjoyable show. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.